Welcome, everybody, to tonight's Empower Hour. My name is Justin Varengia. I'm actually calling in from beautiful Medellin, Colombia, and I'm just overlooking the most beautiful view of a night city with tall buildings and mountains that I've ever seen in my entire life. Tonight's call, we have something so special, super special, because my mentor and dear friend that has changed my life, and also not just changed my life, but has saved my life, he is going to be sharing his vision and his heart and his soul with all of us on the line tonight. So I just want to start with sharing a story of when I first met David Wood. It was about, I'm guesstimating, because I'm like a hippie and stuff and I have a bad memory, but nonetheless, I'm guesstimating 8 or 9 months ago, I actually had the pleasure of flying to his place in the mountains of Costa Rica, because I happen to live in Costa Rica, and I went to the event because they said I needed to go to the event, and I emptied my cup, and I was willing to be coachable, you know what I mean, and follow the right person, and that's something that comes to mind. Who are you following, and are you following the right people? And this is very important, so I just wanted to plant that here, and I'm going to go back to that. But so I met Dave. And at the time, I was still struggling. I was like, I think I just hit like my, I just got to like $5,000 a month, right? So I was producing a little bit, but I was still struggling because I was working like, you know, 15 hours on the computer and I was still prospecting on the phone at the time because, again, who do you follow? At the time, I was following people and mentors that were, you know, preaching the dream, but they were truly living the nightmare. And I want you to think about that. They're preaching the dream, lifestyle and freedom to do what you want, but they're living the nightmare because they're actually prospecting on the phones all day. So guess what? I got good at prospecting on the phone and actually becoming a slave to my business because that's who I was following. And that's why I always want you to ask yourself, am I following the right people? Who do I follow? Who do I listen to? So I was doing everything I was taught. I've been in this industry for 6 years. I never had a big breakthrough. I'd get to like $2,000 or $3,000 a month in residual income, and then the company would give up on us and, you know, close its doors, or something crazy would happen where they changed the comp plan, and all of a sudden my $4,000 check in 30 days is now $1,000, and I have to start all over again. And I just want to remind you, I've never made a lot of money on the internet until I emptied my cup and I asked that question, who do I follow and who do I listen to? And I chose to follow Dave Wood because he was truly living the dream and impacting people's lives like I've never seen before. And I just wanted to become a part of what he was doing. And I just want to remind everybody, what we have here is not just a business. And Power Network isn't a business. It may be the business because it's the most badass business. But you know what it really is to me and for a lot of us? It's bigger than just us. It's bigger than a business. Empower Network is a movement, and not just any movement, but a movement for humanity. And I want you to really think about that. We are a movement for humanity. So taking you back at Dave's house, right? I'm making about $5,000 a month, and he has a talk with me, and I express some of my problems I was going through, such as being on the phones all day, so it would create animosity, you know, between my wife and I, and we didn't have as much sex as we wanted, and we were on the phones a lot. So I asked Dave Wood, like, what should I do? And he says, put down the phone, pick up the paycheck, and have more sex with your wife. And at first, you would, you know, you're thinking, you're probably chuckling right now, like, who says that sort of stuff? But let me tell you what, it's the damn truth. You know what I mean? Because here's what happened. I put down the phone and I just followed what he told me to do. I got the products he told me to get. I went through the training inside the Empower Network, the 15K per month formula, and I started applying exactly what I was taught to do. And I started to go from, you know, generating 10 leads, 15 leads a day to over 100 leads a day because of belief shifts. All of a sudden, I believe that I can do it. Whereas before, and I'm not talking about sex because I've always believed I can do that. Sorry, I have a dirty mind and I kind of think out loud sometimes. But nonetheless, I had a belief that this was going to work because I knew I wouldn't be on the phone and I wouldn't be a slave, because the biggest problem I had was I was on the phones all day so I couldn't enjoy any freedom. And deep in my heart, I knew it was wrong because I was teaching people how to become free. But meanwhile, if I'm not free, they're just going to be what I am. And if I become really good at that skill set, I'm going to become more of a slave. And that's what happened. I got really good on the phones. I was able to, you know, make hundreds of dials using an auto dialer from my home office in Costa Rica and do all this sweet stuff. But nonetheless, I was still broke and I was a slave. So I started to listen to Dave, follow exactly what he shared with me to do. I, you know, put down the phone, picked up the paycheck, had more sex. Within 30 days, my $5,000 income shot up to $26,000 here at Empower Network. Then the next month, it went over 30, and now I'm at about $40,000 a month here, all because I started to follow the right person. And Dave, I'm eternally grateful to him specifically, because not only did he change my life and now I like live my dreams, and we live in our dream luxury apartment here in Medellin, Colombia, because we can, we're able to travel the world. We're able to like do all the things I've always wanted to do, fly out and hang out just with cool friends who also make money while everyone's working, just to hang out and do the fun things that we really got into this industry. And the reason we got into Empower Network was not just to make money, it was to help a lot of people in the process and to also be able to just live your dreams more than anything, because we have an automated system that actually works. So anyways, long story short, Dave saved my life that day. We went out to some waterfalls. We jumped in the waterfall. I underestimated it. I started getting sucked under. I couldn't get out. I start screaming. My wife starts screaming. Dave, without hesitation, he just jumps in the waterfall and saves me. And from that point, I had a breakthrough, and I realized we can be gone in an instant. Nobody's life is guaranteed. So from that moment on, I made a decision that I'm going to empty my cup. I'm going to follow the right person, who is David Wood, who not just like saved my marriage and, you know, changed my life, gave me freedom, but he actually saved my life as well, and just start following exactly what he does. Because for the longest time, I was swimming against the current and I was fighting the current the same way I was fighting that waterfall. And the more that I struggled, the more that I fought, the deeper I'd get, you know, deeper into that black void it would drag me. Then all of a sudden I realized in an instant I can just change my mindset. I can start to believe and I can listen to the right people that already have what it is that I want. And that's the only true way of learning. Best learning is self-initiated, but you need a mentor. You need a coach. That's why every professional, you know, basketball player, every professional golfer, every sport you can imagine, they have a coach so that they can get to the next level and the next level and the next level. And what's so damn badass about, you know, David Wood and Empower Network? You have no idea what level that the vision is. You know, what you see right now is nothing compared to the vision. So what I want to do is introduce my dear friend, my mentor, one of my best friends, and again, somebody who literally saved my life. And I just challenge everybody listening on the phone right now to listen to tonight's call, you know, be receptive and open to receiving, and your life is going to change. And what I also want you to do is check your email, go to the email that invited you to this call, and just go ahead and join and get started, because time is of the essence, and what you're going to hear tonight is literally going to blow your mind. And I just want to end it before bringing Dave out with a quote, and I think this just explains tonight's call so therapeutically. Instead of wondering when your next vacation is, maybe you ought to set up a life you don't need to escape from. Mr. David Wood, you out there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay, Justin?
Loud and clear.
Hey, man, awesome to have you out. You know, I never get sick of hearing about your story. And, you know, the thing is that's really interesting listening to you is you just keep moving on. You know what I mean? You just keep moving on. You just keep getting bigger. And that's what happens when you're really prospering in your life, is that everything in your life just continues to get better. You know, I've seen you since you came down to my house, since you went to that first event. I've seen your income go up again and again and again. I've seen your marriage get better. I've seen you get happier. I've seen you move into a cooler place. And now I'm starting to see your team grow. You know, it was really fascinating walking into that team gathering, thinking back that it was just 6 months after you made a decision to really get started. So just wanted to say that I appreciate you, brother. I love you, and just looking forward to helping you succeed at a much bigger level. Now, everybody on the call, I want you to realize that I am in Costa Rica. Of course, Justin's in Colombia, so it's kind of funny. So if I get knocked off at any point in time, he's going to pop back in here and kind of take over the call a little bit, all right? What I really wanted to do on this call tonight was I wanted to inspire you. I wanted to give you the tools that you need to take your life and your business to an entirely new level. I have seen amazing transformations happening all around me for the last 3 years, especially for the last year. But I'm going to tell you something. What I've seen in the last 6 months happening to people all around me has been absolutely, there's no other way to describe it than magical. Real quick, before I get into the content for tonight, a couple things that I want you guys to do, okay? We have a text message update list. If you're in Empower Network, you're going to need to confirm your username. Of course, if you're not in Empower Network, just don't be a wussy and join, all right? But if you text the words, inner circle, two words, inner circle, doesn't matter if they're capitalized or not, to 72727, again, 72727, text inner circle to 72727, then I'll have you confirm your username. You'll be on that list. Sometimes we do last-minute calls, last-minute live streams, and things like that. The text message list is going to get that information instantly. So I want to encourage all you guys to do that. Next thing I want to encourage you to do is to be open tonight. You know, I remember sitting in a room years ago, and I decided to be open. And when I made the decision that I wasn't going to let my ego stand in the way of my future, that I was willing to listen to people who had been places where I had not been, when I made a decision to open up my mind, to open up my spirit, to open up my heart, whatever you want to call it, to receiving from people who understand certain things in life better than I do, when I humbled myself, my life transformed. Every aspect of my life transformed. I want you guys to go back on a journey with me over the last 2 years, and I want to tell you why I'm so excited on this call tonight. I want to tell you what just happened in Austin, and then I'm going to share with you guys where we're going in 2013 and 2014 and where we're going to go as we step out into the future. As I'm walking through this journey with you, I want you to realize something, that I don't care what your background is. I don't care where you are right now. I don't care what your history is. The fact is, and the reality is, that you can transform in a moment. You can be way bigger than you are right now. Look, I don't care if you already make a lot of money in network marketing. I don't care if you're doing better than you've ever done in your life in Empower Network. I'm telling you something, friend, if you listen to what I say tonight, you can grow faster, you can make more money, you can have more success, you can have a better life than you've ever had in the past. Now, as a quick disclosure, if I do talk about incomes tonight, and I'm not sure that I will, but I might, we report average incomes on our website. Tony Reich actually had a great comment there on his Facebook wall the other day where he was talking about our income disclosures. And you know what he said? He said the great thing about Empower Network is, you know, I've been involved in a lot of companies in the network marketing industry where people quote their best month as every month. You know what I'm saying? Where somebody says, I make $50,000 a month, and really what they're saying is, yeah, I make $50,000 a month every month once in 1992, right? Because the reality is a lot of people going around sharing stories about what they're, you know, what they accomplished 10 years ago. We update our income disclosure live from our actual affiliate database of income payouts and all the payments we're processing and what people are earning. We update it live every 24 hours, and you can check it out anytime by clicking on the income disclosure link at the bottom of the page. In fact, we are the only direct sales company that exists in the world that updates our income disclosure live with current statistics every 24 hours, number one, because we like to be compliant, and tell you the averages and tell you what's going on. Number two reason, though, is because we like to be transparent because we're proud of what we're doing here at Empower. We're proud of the way we speak to people. We're proud of the way we lift people up, and we're proud of what people are making here who are actually working their asses off, and so we'll put that right out there. Average earnings updating every 24 hours. Check it on every page in our site. It's there. Income disclosure link at the bottom. So in case I talk about that, just be aware that that's there and that you should go check that out. Now let's get into just this last week. You know, I was standing on the stage looking out over a sea of faces. And what I saw on people's faces was unbelievable as I went through that weekend. I saw more people make decisions, more people make transformations in that conference in one weekend than I've ever experienced in my life. And I had to think back as I was standing on that stage in front of those 4,000 people of another room that I was standing in one time late at night at 2 in the morning. I'd waited up late, believe it or not. This is for a network marketing company that I was in at 2006. I just traveled to their annual convention. They had about a little bit less people than we had at this last convention. It was about 3,000 people. And I waited till everybody left the room. There was a party late at night. And then after the party, those people left the room. And I snuck up on the stage when nobody was looking. And I looked out on that empty room, and I'd close my eyes, and I sat there imagining myself standing on a stage in front of 4,000 people, teaching people how to live the dream. And I said, one day, somehow, some way, I'm going to be inspiring people all over the world. And, you know, today I am. You know, fascinating looking back over the course of my life about the decisions that I've made, the intentions that I've set, and how they've affected the world around me. We started Empower Network for a lot of reasons, but the main reason was this, is we wanted to help you to have what we have. You know, I've been around this industry for a long time. I've made a lot of money in this industry for the last 3 years. Okay, I've never made the amount of money that I'm making now. I didn't make this 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I made more money 3 years ago than I had ever made, in a year. I was making more money 3 years ago than I'd ever made in a year before I started on the internet every 2 months. Okay? Well, today, I'm making about twice as much as I ever in my life made in a year prior to 3 years ago, and I'm doing that every month. And life just keeps getting better. But 3 years ago when I got started, you know, I could have never imagined that I would be impacting the people that I'd be impacting around the world. This is the way that I got started in my business. All I could think about was me. I remember I was broke, homeless. I had almost no money whatsoever. Everything in my life was a struggle. Everything in my life was difficult and hard. A lot of people come up to me and they say, Dave, your life seems so magical. It seems so easy today. And a lot of these people around you like that too. But my life's hard, Dave. Like, I can't relate. Well, back prior to 2009, I remember being in a van. I remember waking up at 2 in the morning from cops waking me up, writing me tickets because I literally had no money in my bank account. I remember what it felt like going to this grocery store and having to buy foods for my wife that she was allergic to because I couldn't afford the food that she's not allergic to because she has like a million food allergies. I remember what that felt like to go there to the cash register, try to buy her what she wanted, and I couldn't. I remember what it felt like to look in my bank balance and see nothing every time I logged in. I remember not bouncing because I didn't actually have checks, but you know when you have when you go to the store and you like spend or something like that, sometimes it'll let you like spend because something's on hold and then it bounces your checking account and you get fees in your checking account and you go from zero in your checking account to like $144 negative, right? And I remember being so broke that happened to me one time and I had to take a new paycheck at work, go to another bank and open a new bank account hoping that there wasn't some sort of internal bank connection record connecting me to other banks and they would not be able to see that I had a negative balance in another bank account that was also in the same town. I remember what that felt like. So sometimes when people say these things to me and they say, yeah, Dave, I got it, but your life is magical now, but what about lonely me? Look, you got to remember that I know where you're at and I've been where you're at and I've had victory over that and that's why my life is different today. So when I share these stories today and Justin shares these stories about having victory in his life and making more money than he's ever made in his life and having a better marriage than he's ever had in your life, realize something that he's been where you're at. And he may have been lower than where you're at, and he may have struggled for longer than you've struggled, and he may have been through more pain than you've been through, right? And I bet you that's true with me. So as you listen to this and as you listen to the things that are happening and as you listen to where we're going, I want you to realize something that you can do this. And I speak that from a place of conviction. And the reason I speak that truth is because it is true, because if I can do this, you can do it. Now, I know sometimes people see me today in the way that I speak and communicate on stage. And when I was at this stage in Austin, I spoke on Friday night. And do you have any idea how many people came up to me after I gave that speech and they said, Dave, I came here with my arms folded, my legs crossed, glaring. But Friday night, it felt like you were talking only to me. How'd you do that? I had probably 200 people tell me that. Well, how did I do that? Isn't that fascinating thinking back from where I came from? It's because I've been where you are. And because I've been where you are and I've had victory over it and I've gotten past it, there's some stuff that I know specifically as it relates to making money on the internet, specifically as it relates to creating an abundant life, specifically as it relates to creating a dynasty, doing what we're doing. I know how to do it. Why? Well, because in Empower Network, I want you to realize something, folks. I actually make money the way that you do. You know, I was talking to another industry legend actually earlier today back and forth through email. A guy I'm just going to hook up with over the next few weeks just to build some relationships and hang out. I like to connect with people who have done extraordinary things in life. And what we got talking about was our mission and purpose and how it changed over the years. And I remember thinking back to 2009, I couldn't think about other people, folks. I couldn't think about anybody but myself. Why? I was broke. So my goal was one thing and one thing only, and that was to make a lot of money. I wanted to make a lot of money. I wanted to do it fast. I had a vision and a plan to do it, and I said, I am going to do whatever it takes to get this done, period. All I could focus on was producing personally. All I could focus on was making that check. All I could focus on was making money. You know, that's all I did focus on. And you know, I hit that goal that I'd set originally about 3 months, and then I surpassed it. And you know what happened when I surpassed it? This fascinating thing happened when I surpassed it. Is my mind stopped being able to focus on anything bigger for a while. So I was talking to this guy, he's talking about our purpose. You know, I lived an amazing life for about 2 years that my life became magical. It became unbelievable. All of a sudden, I got to a place in my life where, you know, I wasn't living paycheck to paycheck. I wasn't living week to week anymore. I wasn't logging into my bank and seeing a negative anymore. All of a sudden, I was uncomfortable if my bank balance fell below $20,000 or $30,000. And I went from that being uncomfortable if my bank balance fell under $500. All of a sudden, my financial life transformed. And I needed to reconnect with my purpose. And I remember a magical transformation happened to me. And here was the transformation, folks. I shared it with the people in Austin on stage. I shared it with the people that were in the room in the speaker's room. I shared it with a bunch of the leaders as it went through the weekend. Here's the transformation that happened to me. The transformation that happened to me was about 2 years of pretty decent success. And I was stuck at the same income level. Now, the income level that I stuck at, most of you would be orgasmic at. And trust me, when I first got there, I was too. But after being in the same place for a while and realizing that there was something bigger, I asked myself the question, what's it really going to take to get me to the next level? And first it was about me. And then one day I disconnected from me. One day I disconnected from what I could achieve. One day I disconnected from anything being important for me. One day I stopped caring about having more money. And I realized something. The reason I couldn't move on, the reason I was stuck, is because I was thinking about myself. But here was the important thing that I realized, is I realized that I don't really care past a certain level about it, buying anything. You know, I just posted a Facebook post the other day. I walked into a jewelry store up in Tampa, Florida the other day, and they had these Rolex watches. And, you know, I was in Panama a few weeks ago, and I was trying to buy a gold Rolex, or it wasn't a Rolex, actually, this one. I can't remember the brand of it, but it was a solid gold watch. I said, I want to buy that. My bank wouldn't let me spend the money. And so in order to get the money to spend on this watch, here's what I had to do with my bank. And I think it's hilarious, you guys, and some of you who work at a bank will chuckle and smile, but my bank wouldn't give me the ability to spend any more than $5,000 in a day, which greatly inhibits you if you want to go do something like buy a $40,000 watch. So I'm in Panama. I'm trying to spend money. They won't let me do this with it. They won't let me do that with it. It's a foreign country. My debit card can't spend the money, even though I had $500,000 in my checking account. They weren't letting me spend $50,000. And so I was sitting there, and I was like, well, I can't get this. So I called my bank and I said, guys, you got to help me out with this. If I want the ability to spend a lot of money because I think it's cool or whatever, right, I got to be able to spend it. What can I do? They checked my credit. I have good credit, but no credit because I have no debt. And so they said, well, the best we can do is give you another credit card for $5,000. And I said, what if I just give you $50,000 of my own money? You can put that on a card and then I can just use that to spend. So they let me do that. So in order to be able to just spend my money from my bank, problems you run into when you start doing extraordinary things, I had to go give them $50,000 of my own money. So this time it was different. I walk into this little place in Tampa, Florida, and I saw this solid gold Rolex watch. And I said, that thing is awesome. I want it. And I pulled out my little credit card that's backed by my own money, spent $40,000 on a gold Rolex watch just because I think it's hilarious to wear with no shoes and the $10 sandals that I have. It's just such a contorted image. I think it's funny, and I burst into laughter, but you know why I really did it? I did it because of what I discovered. And what I discovered is that why I'm really doing this is because of you. Why I'm really doing what I'm doing is because I want people to have what I have. I want people to know what it's like to wake up every single day with more money than they had yesterday. I want people to know what it's like to be able, on the drop of a dime, to do something crazy like rent a yacht for your family because your brother's getting married and he didn't have any money. You know, the other week, I was over in San Francisco on a yacht with my brother watching him get married, just smiling because my whole family was there. You know why they were there? They were there because I flew about half of them there, because my little brother emailed me a week before, and he said, Dave, I'm getting married. Can you come? I said, when are you getting married? It's like in a week and a half. I said, awesome, dude. I said, I don't know. I don't really like weddings. He said, Mom's going to be there. I haven't seen my mom in a year and a half because she's a missionary over in South Africa. He said, Mom's going to be there? I said, I got to go then because I got to see my mom. I said, who all's going? Most of the family was going. So he emails me back, and this is what he says. He says, Dave, we're going to get married up probably on a beach somewhere. We found some hotels. We want everybody to have something, you know, that they can afford. So we found something cheap. And you know what I said? I said, just stop, because I heard cheap. I said, let me handle it. So I contacted my personal assistant down at Empower Network, the guy that his job is essentially to help me to kind of do whatever I asked him to do. And I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to rent. I want you to fly all my family that can't make it out down to meet us at the family wedding, because I haven't seen my whole family together in a couple of years. I want you to fly them out. I want you to put them on a plane. I want you to put them in a 5-star hotel, and I want nobody to have to arrange any of their own transportation. So please have them picked up at the airport and have somebody waiting there with signs and have them taken to their hotel in a nice car. I want to pay for their massages. I want to pay for their meals. Everything's on me. If the lady my brother's marrying has any friends, I also want to pay for their hotels and anything they need to, and I'll fly anybody else into that I need to fly into. Here's my sister, Rachel, the only one in the family that's organized. I want you to hit her up, hit my sister up, and grab everybody's contact information, make sure everything's arranged. Friday night, I want a Hummer limo to come pick us out. I want it to take us to a 5-star restaurant. I want to rent a yacht on Saturday. Hummer limos take us out and take us to the wedding. And I want this all to be arranged. I want me to have to think about nothing. Go for it. From that one email, I ended up spending probably about $25,000 just helping my family out and giving them experience. But you know how magical it was to walk into that thing with my family. And for the first time ever in my family's history, we were all together not thinking about anything but hanging out because somebody else was able to take care of and arrange the details. That's the kind of cool things you can do when you disconnect the reality that I lived in my whole life, which was being poor and struggling. That's what happens when you disconnect from normal. That's what happens when you decide to do something extraordinary. But here's when that happens, and here's when it happened for me. I'm sitting there, and I'm asking the question, why am I stuck? And then I realize something. I don't got any friends that could do what I can do. I don't have any friends that can live like I can live. I don't have anybody else in my life that's surrounding me that makes the kind of money that I do. I have nobody in my extended family that lives this kind of way. I have no friends that are this successful. Even the friends in my team that are successful are not this successful, and therefore they can't do what I can do. And I want them to be able to get here. I want them to be able to live like I live. So I created an Empower Network for that. Some people kind of question motives from time to time, and that's fine because they usually have shitty motives, and that's why they question everybody else, because they do shady stuff all the time. Well, that's okay if you do bad stuff all the time. Don't project yourself onto other people. I want you to think about that here for a minute. Who really questions people's motives? People question people's motives who have bad motives of their own, right? Look at yourself in a mirror before you criticize somebody else. So I start this company with one intention. I wanted people to be able to create extraordinary results. I wanted them to be able to do it. And I struggled for years trying to get people to be able to be successful. And I learned some things that helped people be successful along the way. And I wanted to take all those things that I had learned and help speed up the process in a way that had never been done before. And that's why I launched this company. It is the only reason I started it, because I never wanted to own a direct sales company. I never wanted to. I didn't have a desire that one day I'm going to build a big downline and then one day I'm going to start my own company. I never had that on a dream board. I never had it as a goal. I had a simple goal, and that's I wanted to help you live an extraordinary life, and there was no way to do it the way that I wanted to do it, which was much bigger than anybody was doing it that I had ever met in my life. And today, that's true more than I've ever even imagined. So we launched this company in 2011. Out of a little hotel room with a broken website that didn't work, we hadn't researched a lot of things that we were doing. We just had an idea and a vision of helping people break through to a new level. And you know they did. Did you know that from that hotel room, there was a man in that hotel room who was an engineer, part-time in his business, that had never made more than $12,000 a month online, and most of it he spent on his overhead for his online business because he spent a lot on advertising. So he had never really profited more than $6,000 a month, who that month in the next 30 days part-time made $40,000. Now, is that normal? Hell no. I'm not going to lie to you. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary is what it is, because Lawrence Tam is extraordinary. And did you know that that part-time engineer got laid off 6 months later, and from what he did here and what he was able to create from here had already made somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000. And did you know that I presented that same guy that was in the room who almost quit the industry a couple months before with a check on stage in Austin, Texas, that was more than $560,000 since launch? You know how good it felt him to give him that check? But here's when I got really excited in Austin. Was seeing Lawrence Tam on stage. God, that guy's evolved. You guys could say, I mean, if you guys saw him on stage and you saw him the first time he spoke, you know what I'm talking about. All you're going to need to do, one of these days we'll have recordings of that somewhere that you can see, and all you need to do is go buy the Costa Rica Mastermind Intensive, which is a product we created prior to Empower Network that I did from a mastermind team down in my house. That $500 product is what I'm talking about. You go watch Lawrence teach in that product, and then if you go see what he did on stage, it would blow your mind. He's a new man. But you know what fired Lawrence Tam up? Same thing that fired me up, because he was sitting there and his family got to come see what he does for the first time in his life. You know, sometimes it's hard getting your family on board doing this stuff because you're out here and you're believing in this big vision, you're believing in this big dream, and they're kind of bickering in the background because you ain't making no money, right? And you know that starts to go away when you start making money, but sometimes they're still skeptical. My family was pretty skeptical of what I did until I rented a yacht and flew everybody down, and they said, holy crap, you're kidding me, right? And now next time I get to go out, I'll wear my gold Rolex with my crappy shirts and dirty shorts and sandals and I, just because I think it's funny and just to motivate them and pump them up. But you know, they saw that. They said, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? How are you able to do things like this? How are you able to create things like this? This doesn't even make any sense from my model of the world. And I remember what it felt like because I've been there. I saw Lawrence come alive on stage. Here's why. And I didn't know why until he posted on his Facebook wall. Because he's up on stage talking about his family. And he said, I've always wanted my dad to believe in what I'm doing. And his dad yelled out, and he just came on fire because his dad was in the room, proud of him, pumped up for the vision that his son cast. You know, after he got fired from that job, he's making so much more money than that job. His dad still wanted him to go get an engineering job. And your Lord Stan was on stage. And his dad was proud of him. More proud he'd ever been in his life. And I saw that man transform. You know, his wife sent me a message after the event. She said, David, I just want to thank you for what you've done for my family. That's what pumps me up, guys. I want to see you do things you've never done before. I want to see you transform into somebody that you've never been before, because you are so much more than that you think that you are. I'm so fired up right now, guys, because I just stepped into the future. I just stepped into a new vision this last weekend, because here's what I saw. We've been around now for a little over a year. The first month we launched, they said, oh, those guys are doing a little thing. It won't last, right? And then, of course, we had some problems, and they said, told you so. But you know what they didn't count on? They didn't know why we were doing it. They thought we were doing it because we wanted to make all the money. They thought that we were doing this for the same intentions that they're doing something. You want to know why they were judging our intentions, folks? It's because they had shitty-ass intentions. Excuse the French. Didn't mean to offend you if you are French, by the way. Now, here's the thing. Why are they judging that? It's because they're judging themselves, folks. Whenever you're pointing a finger at somebody, you got three fingers pointing back at yourself, and I want you to realize that. Next time somebody's stepping up and they're criticizing us and they're marketing something else. See, if somebody's criticizing us and they ain't selling nothing, well, then there's no reason to judge their intentions. How many folks are there like that out there on the internet? Nobody. Who is it? It's somebody selling, oh, don't buy that, buy my little thing, because they have bad intentions. What's that saying about them? Do we ever market like that? Never. Why? Because I don't think like a wolf bag, guys, because I don't need to, because I can make money by empowering people and lifting people up, because I have no malicious intentions. All I've got is love for you. All I want to see you do is succeed. Isn't that funny? Hold on, I got to get some water. Then I'm going to continue with something that I learned this last weekend. Sometimes I get myself all fired up and all pumped up and need to drink some water in these conference calls. Might need to do that five or six more times. So, guys, we launched this company. And when I started seeing people have more success than they ever had in their lives, people that by all stretch and the imagination, literally they've been struggling for years and they broke through. When I saw Lawrence Tam do that, it wasn't look, I wasn't thinking about, oh, yeah, that happened once. What I was thinking about was the man that was in my house 3 months before we launched the company, looking into my eyes about ready to quit because he'd been trying this stuff for years and couldn't make it. When I saw that happen, it was a representation of what all of you can be. I started to get excited. So when we had issues, guess what? My dream was bigger than the issues, guys. My dream was bigger than the issues. My ability to see into the future and to walk into the future, regardless of the obstacle, was bigger than the problems. And you know what was unique about us having issues? Other people have had issues. You notice there was a company that had issues a couple months ago, and what happened? They just closed their doors. Why'd they close their doors? Some of you guys know who I'm talking about. They closed their doors because they could not maintain what they were doing because their dream wasn't big enough. That's why. We had issues too, guys. Guess what we did? We put our own money and our own resources into solving the issues because we have a dream. Because when we saw people having victory like they never had in their life, something in us transformed. And what transformed for me was I realized I finally got what I've always wanted to be in. I finally got what I've always wanted to be in. I want you to listen to that. I finally got what I always wanted to be in. See, if this existed, I wouldn't have started a new one. Some people think there's some sort of crazy benefit to owning Empower. The only benefit of owning Empower is seeing all the success stories. That's it. Financially, there ain't any. Not right now. Financially, we make money like you. In fact, we would have made more money this last year doing what you do than owning the company. We're doing this because we want you to be able to live like we live. We want you to be able to have the life that we have. We want you to be able to go spend $40,000 on a Rolex if you want to, not on credit, but with your own cash because you just don't care because you're making so much money. It seems like just a tiny dent in the wall somewhere, a corner of a very large house. We want you to be able to step into the dream. I want you to be able to imagine what that would be like if one of your family members called you up and they said, yeah, we're getting married in some cruddy thing, and you said, wait a second, let me handle this for you. Nobody asked you to do it. Nobody's expecting you to do it, and you just get up, and you just make that the most magical experience anybody ever had in their life because you have the ability to bless their life because you made a decision to take action. Imagine what that would feel like, guys. And that's what you can do if you decide. And if you ain't in Empower Network, look, you're on this call. I have no idea why you're not in. Just get in, will you? Right? And I'll tell you why I speak with such conviction, because I know there ain't nothing better because I've been there. Look, there's some great leaders in network marketing. There's some great leaders in direct sales. There's some incredible visionary people that are absolutely awesome at building these kinds of businesses. There are people that honestly have done bigger things than I've done, and you might even be on the call. There's people in this that have spoken in rooms of 25,000 people, and there's some of y'all, you're broke now. Now, there's some of y'all who were big wigs in the internet back in the day, and you weren't willing to change and evolve, and so your businesses got disrupted, and you're poor again today. There's some people on this that are looking for a new vision, and you're saying, well, you know, how could I knock these guys off? Here's the problem if you're asking that question. You can't knock off our hearts. Here's why you should get an Empower Network, and I'm going to leave it as simple as this if you're not in, because I want to move on to the people that are in. I want to talk about the future. Here's why you should get in. Because the only purpose that I have in this company is to help you succeed. I want you to be able to make more money than me if you outproduce me. I want you to have the ability to do that. I will invest my own money into it. I'll invest my own resources into it. I'll study anything that I need to study for hours a day. We'll pay for lawyers. We'll pay for the infrastructure. We'll hire as many employees as we need to hire. And trust me, we've got a lot now, and we've got a lot of overhead and infrastructure that we run in this company. And yes, do we make a lot of money? Yes, we make a lot of money as reps doing what we tell you to do. Here's what I'm going to tell you, and here's why you should join. You should join this thing because you're on this call. Look, the only way you could have not hung up this call because you're so offended by what I'm saying, the only reason for that is because you know that what I'm saying is true and you want to make something happen. Otherwise, you would have been so offended you would have hung up 10 minutes ago, and I would want you to if you're that kind of person, so I don't want you in. Look, but here's the reality. If you're still here, even if you're offended at the way that I speak, even if you're offended when I drop cuss words, even if you're offended when I get passionate, if you're on this call right now, I'm telling you something. You know you need to be in this thing, so pull out your credit card and just join the damn thing already and run with us. Because here's why. If you decide to run with us, we will run right beside you. We will run right beside you. We will run right beside you. We will lead the way with doing what we're doing. We will do what we tell you to do, and we will lead with the vision, and we will always maintain a vision big enough for you. If you're brand new getting into Empower Network today, there is a vision that's big enough for you. I'm telling you something. I've never seen people have victory in their lives like they've had victory here at Empower Network. I've never seen training that's changed so many people's lives. Here's the most powerful thing, though, is because of the heart that I have, we've attracted people with the most beautiful hearts I've ever known. Look, and I ain't just talking about making a lot of money, folks. Making a lot of money is one thing, but how do you make a lot of money? What do you actually got to do? Well, to make it is one thing, but to make it and keep making it and keep increasing like we've been doing, you want to know what you really got to do? You got to have stuff that people want, right? You got to give value to people. You got to give more value to people than the money you're taking. That's how to continue. That's what I've been doing for years. That's what I've been moving on for years. That's how we've moved on in Empower Network. We're not the same $1.5 million a month company that we were when we launched. This month, I think we're going to do somewhere in the neighborhood of between $6.5 and $7 million. It's a lot bigger than when we first launched a year ago, isn't it? Isn't it cool that we're not just making launch money still, that we're making 5 times the launch money? Isn't that cool? A year after launch? See, most people, they prep. They get ready for a launch. They slam people into a deal. They're exhausted. They pass out. Then 3 months later, they prep. They slam somebody into a deal. Then they get exhausted. They pass out. Then 3 months later, they prep, slam somebody into a launch. And, of course, the people still haven't gone through the product in the first launch because they're constantly getting bombarded by launches all the time. They have to relaunch, and 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 they're tired and exhausted of doing it. But they keep doing it. Why do they keep doing it? Because they need you to make money. There's no way they would do that if they didn't need to continue to make money. Why do we do something different? Because what we do actually gives more value than the money that we're taking because of that. You notice how much positive there is about Empower Network on the internet? Who's the negative really from? People who have malicious intentions only. And there's only a few of them there. And they're all idiots. I'm just telling you right now. And we have people making more than our launch month every month, every month, every month, every month. And it just keeps getting bigger and better. And where will it be a year from now? Well, I'll get into that and I'll tell you. Back to 2009, I'm sitting there in front of my computer, heart pounding, wondering, am I going to do this again? Looking at a buy now button. It's like throbbing on the screen as I'm sitting there. Your heart's racing. I don't know if you remember buying something where you just didn't know if it was the right thing to do. And I said, screw it, I'm just doing it. And I got in. Boy, am I glad I decided to take action. You know what the difference was between me and a lot of people, though? See, some people go get in something and they'll make up something about the universe when they get involved. Okay, I'm going to get in, but it's a little saturated or whatever, so it's not like it was with the guys who originally got in. Whatever. Look, people said that about us. Month one. They said, I told you so, month two. Rebooted in March. This was about 5 months after being in business because we had some issues. We rebooted in March. And in March, we caught up again to our launch month. And they said, oh, it's saturated. And then we did an event in June, and 1,250 people showed up, and all the guys were waiting back, and they said, oh, yeah, you did it, guys. Trying to do an event. They're trying. And after the event, our growth doubled in 60 days. And an idiot popped up online who said, they're saturated. You look at this, you look at that. It's proof that they're saturated. That first event, we walked in, everybody in our top 100 in Power Network. And I always look at the top 100. The reason I look at that is because if their incomes are growing, everybody's incomes are growing below it too, right? And my goal is to make that the richest 100 group of people in the world. In this industry, they will be the richest. That's my goal. I was looking at that when we went into that first event, when everybody's saying, they're saturated. I would have gotten in at the beginning, but not in it because it's saturated. That's what they said. And then top incomes were $1,300 a month and above. Well, we went into our next event 3 months later, 3 months. Everybody's incomes in the top 100 when we went into that event were around $2,400 a month. So in other words, it doubled, right? It was like $2,600. It about doubled in 3 months, everybody in the top 100. So we go into that second event, and not only had that doubled, but that room was virtually doubled. That room, I believe, the actual show up was right around 2,500. I don't know the exact numbers. So the event got twice as big in 3 months. So they said, oh, yeah, they're saturated. Guy says it again. Oh, they're definitely – wait. I wasn't right the first month. I wasn't right the third month. I wasn't right the sixth month. I wasn't right the first event. I wasn't right the second event. But now they're definitely saturated. So then we walk into this second event. Or the third event, excuse me. And now there's 4,000 people in the room. 4,000 people in the room. And they said, oh, yeah, whatever. But when I walk into that room, you know what's happened to the people's incomes in the top 100 in the last 3 months? from the previous event. They've gone from about $2,500 a month to over $5,000 a month. This month, actually, everybody in the top 100 is going to be close or above $6,000. That's where we're at right now. And there will be people who will go out and say, oh, I wish I would have gotten in the beginning, not realizing that about half of our very top earners are new in the last 4 to 6 months. New. Some of them have never made this much money in their life before. And I could go through and I could show it to you if you were sitting here in my house. Guys, here's where we're going. We're just in a room of 4,000. And I was standing on Saturday night in Tracy Walker's breakout room, one of the most unified teams I've ever seen ever in my life, looking out over about 150 or I think it was 150 or 200 people passed into that room. Literally, they were sitting along the floors, all wearing these red jackets or something. I think she had red jackets for her team because they're all wearing red. She wears red, and then they all like it, and they wear it. I have no idea why. But I sit there, and I just started telling stories and talking to the people in the room. When I looked into that room, and I saw the fire in those people's eyes, I looked back, and Tracy Walker's sitting along the wall, just watching me talk, just glowing, smiling, looking out at her team. And everybody in her team is pumped up. And I stepped back, and I looked at that from a bird's eye view, and I said, you know where this is going to be, guys? You guys are lucky being around Tracy. Because in a year, there's somebody in this room, and Tracy Walker is going to be going around on Saturday night talking to 5 breakout rooms that are just her team. And one of those rooms can be you, and you could be where she's at. And I detached from that, and I started to really see what we can do. And all of a sudden, I was imagining myself being a guest speaker at an event for just Tracy Walker's team. And all of a sudden, I imagined what can happen when we've got 4,000 people in a room that are just in Tracy's team. When we've got 4,000 that are just in Tony's team. When we've got 4,000 that are just in your team. And I started thinking back to that room that I was standing in 2006, looking out over an empty room, saying, someday, somehow, some way, I'll stand on a stage, I'll speak life into my team, and I'll be impacting people all over the world. And I did. So Tuesday we do a speaker's training. Why? Because we want to train people to do what we're doing. Because I realized something, guys, that you just can't, you know, there's evolution in this. You know how you get started? Well, first of all, get in. Second of all in. Third of all, get back to the events and do whatever you've got to do to get to the events, because they will transform your life. It is where the magic happens. I promise you it's where it happens. I'm going to share a story with that here in a minute. And the next thing is get 2 people a day. Get 2 customers a day in Empower Network and follow the 8 core steps. Look, this call is for a couple of people, for affiliates of Empower, for people looking at it maybe. It's for people who just want to really learn how to just grow a business too. If you just want to plug into our calls and whatever and just listen in, if you could even stand to not get in and listen to this stuff, I applaud you, by the way. This call is really to inspire you, to empower you to lift your entire life to a whole new level, guys, right? To a whole new level. And I stood there on Tuesday, and we went through a little exercise identifying people with their purpose before the event, identifying people with why are you really here. Now, everybody in this call, you're here for some sort of reason or another, right? You're here for some sort of reason or another. You think you're here for one reason that's probably not true, because we all give bullshit answers from time to time, right? I remember standing there in a room, and my brother asked me, he says, why are you here? What's your goal this next year in 2013? What's your next goal? And I said, without a hitch, I said, I want 10 people making $250,000 a month by the end of the year. I want 30 people making $100,000 a month. And I want everybody in our top 100 making at least $30,000 a month or more, because that's going to spill out to everybody else in the company who's making less than that. I want to help people create more income is why I'm here. And he said, why do you want that? See, I thought I'd given the real answer of why I'm here. I said, why do you want that? And I'm going to ask you that same question. Why are you on this call? Why are you here, really? What's your goal? Why are you here with me? Why are you still listening? Why are you still in? What's your real mission here? Why are you really here? I want you to really focus on that with me for a minute as we step through time together. Because I started thinking differently this last event, and here's why I started thinking differently. Because I saw people who were not powerful a year ago, all of a sudden speaking with more power than I was speaking with 6 months ago. And I was powerful then. It took me a long time. And when I saw that, when I saw Lawrence Tam on stage and I saw him just go get burst out in flames because he's so on fire, and I was sitting there and I was watching and I couldn't stop watching. I was watching him. And when I saw David Sharp on stage, and Dave Sharp was good when we launched. When I saw Dave Sharp up on stage, he was like a god when he was on stage this last event. I'd never seen him even remotely be in such power. I'd never seen him remotely that powerful before. And I saw that and I said, there ain't nothing better than this. You know what else I said? I stepped back and I looked at what's happening and I said, we are raising up the best leaders I've been around in my life. And it ain't because I'm good, it's because we're good together. It's because it is more powerful, folks, to unify than it is to be right. Hit Tracy up on Facebook today. I said, Tracy, want to talk to you about this little project that we're doing with Power Network members, and I'm not going to tell you guys what it is because it's secret for now. Just get to Chicago. And I was talking to Tracy, you know, talking to Tracy over there, and I said, you know, Tracy, you need to be at $250,000 a month by the end of the year. Now, I wouldn't say that to everybody, guys, because it's not true for everybody. It is true for Tracy. And Tracy, if you're on this, I want you to listen to me for a second. You should be, for who you are, you're a $250,000 a month person by the end of the year. That's who you are, right? I wouldn't say that to everybody. Some people I'd say, let me help you just have your first victory and we'll talk from there, right? And let's stay consistent and focused. You know what she said back to me? She was really, really fascinating, you know? And I never really thought like this because I've just always seen her as power. Just like I've always seen Tony as power. Just like when I met Dave Sharp for the first time, I saw power. Just like when Lawrence Tam wanted to quit and I was like, dude, I've known you for years. You've got power that you don't know that you've got. And he'll remember and he'll tell you that I told him that years ago. And I remember sitting there, guys, and I'm talking, I'm seeing this message on Facebook. Tracy said, Dave, I'll be honest, I never thought about myself as a quarter million a month gal till you started believing in me. And when I got around you, you started talking like this, and I was like, I didn't even think like that's possible. You know, that's the power, guys, of really what we do. I want you to think about how powerful you are for a second, and I want you to stretch yourself way beyond where you're at, because you might be that guy that I was when I just got started, and all you can think about is succeeding for the first time ever. And if that's you, you go do it, buddy, and you can. Some of you guys, though, you're past that, and you need something bigger. Here's the power that you've really gotten, people. It's the Justin Verengi. He comes down to your house, and he's just frustrated because all his past tells him that his future is going to be frustrating because that's all he's lived for years. And he comes down there, and he's frustrated. I just look at him. I say, dude, this is Justin, for you, you're gifted. You're gifted, and you've got power. You've got power that nobody knows that you've got. This is so much easier for you than it would be for somebody that hasn't been through that pain that you've been through. It's time for you to have victory because I believe you can do this. This is what we're doing. And did you know that in 1 month that can change somebody's life? Did you know that believing in somebody changes them? Did you know that when you get around people that believe in you, it's so cool, it's unbelievable? Do you know that I unquestionably believe in Dave Sharp? Did you know that I want you to be able to step into your vision, that I want you to be able to walk your dream, that I want you to be able to create an amazing, magical future, and all that really it requires in order to make that happen is you? Did you know that you can do this? And I believe in you. Look, and you say, well, Dave, you don't know me. Look, I don't need to know you because I'm telling you something. I met somebody that struggled more than you, that has more problems than you, that has gone through way the heck more pain than you, and they still have victory, and if they can do it, you can do it. And probably one of those people is me, and there might be an exception. I doubt it if you're on this call because you don't know my past if you're just hearing me for the very first time. You might not know that I went through seven years of literal just constant pain in this industry before I figured things out. It took me that long to figure it out. But, you know, all that pain, I'm looking back in time. I want you to think about this. I realized something speaking this weekend, that if it was not for that pain that I had for those 7 years, if it was not for that struggle that I had, if I was not allowed to go through that, there is no way There is no way it would not have been possible had I succeeded immediately to impact the amount of people that I do today. I would not have been able to have as much victory I have in my life, as much prosperity as I have in my life, if I had not been through that pain and struggle, because I can stand here and I can speak with conviction that I've been where you're at, probably worse, and I've had more victory than almost anybody around you ever has in their life. I live a better, more magical life than virtually everybody, and I do it because of the pain, and it's okay to have pain sometimes. And if you're struggling right now, I love you and you can do it. So I'm standing there in the room Sunday after 3 days of speaking life into people and just believing on people. And when I'm not in the room speaking, I'm pulling people out and leaders out in the hallway, and I'm just patting them on the shoulder and just talking about the vision and the future and where we're going together. Or I'm planning, or I'm talking with Dave Sharp, or I'm masterminding with some sort of group to orchestrate something on a grander scale. And I'm sitting there looking over a sea of people. I ask the question, why are you all here? And why are you? And some of you are going to say, well, to make money, of course. Well, okay, that's cool. How are we going to make money? By giving value to people, right? That's what we do at Empower. We make money when we sell products and that create value for people. That's what we make money for. And our products create that for people in all kinds of businesses. It is the best training that I've ever been around in my life, and I hate to be cocky because I helped create a lot of it all, but I think the difference is that the people that we've attracted into the power Empower because of our heart, because of our intentions, because we love you, because we have a great vision, because we're willing to do what we tell you to do, the people that we attract here are magical, guys. They're magical. Look, what kind of company is going to keep somebody like Aaron Rashkin around? I'll tell you who. People who got the same dream he does or bigger, who are going in the same direction he's going, who are speaking life in his team and always treat him with great respect and allow him to be and do everything that we do and say at the very top of the company, because if a leader can't move up, they get bored. Who can keep a Tracy Walker around? Who can keep these people around? Why are all these people staying around? Did you know, Tracy, and I like to bring her up, and here's why, guys. Because when we were struggling and when we had no processing through our merchant accounts, when we went through some struggles originally in our business because the banks obviously didn't believe in us as much as I believed in us, they didn't know that I was going to keep going and keep fighting for you guys and be able to reboot after the struggles we went through. Do you know what Tracy Walker did with her team? She had a conference call every day for about 20 minutes. She said, just keep blogging, just keep plugging in, just trust Dave and Dave. Did you know she did that? See, some people look at her and they get jealous of her success, and they were there then, and they quit for a while and came back. She didn't quit. She was doing that, making no money at all, because she believed in her team. She wanted them to succeed. She believed in the message of Empower, and that's what leaders do. Did you know that she did that? You didn't know that she did that. She did. I saw her. I saw the calls. Tracy, I don't know if you know that. I was on a couple of your calls, and I was like, man, I gotta fight for everyone. I gotta fight for them. I got to walk through and have victory for them. I've got to do this. We've got to figure this out. But did you know that? Now, here's the question. Is Tracy did that. Do you know how many other people did that? A lot. Why? Because they've never been around people that believe in people like we do. And now we've created an army of them. And here's the transformation. Here's what I realized this last week. What are we really doing in Empower Network? Well, it goes back to the name. We're empowering you. What are we empowering you to do? To live your vision. To live your vision. Why do we tell these stories? Why did I buy this watch? Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. I never wear watches. Right now I'm wearing this gold thing because I think it's hilarious, because it's actually kind of shiny and cool kind of looking at it, but it'll probably get all scratched up, so I'll probably wear it all over the place because I think it's cool, you know, or I'll hide it somewhere because I do live in a country where I probably shouldn't be walking around with a gold watch, right? But I'm watching here, and I'm looking at this, and here's what this represents for me. And I want to just tell you the truth here for a second. When I look at this thing, this represents, I've got a ring on, right? Got my wedding ring on. I got this watch, and I'm looking at it. Between those two things, that is more money than I ever made in a year that I'm wearing on my hand, than I ever made in a year in my life prior to 2009. I am wearing on my hand more money than I ever made in a year. That's what it represents to me. And what does that represent really for me? What it represents to me is this. It represents what's possible, because I remember back. calling my sponsor and the first company that I got in with, by the way, was one of the greatest sponsors I've ever had in network marketing. He just didn't know how to help me move to the highest level. But I'm telling you something, that guy believed in me. I appreciate him. Because if it wasn't for him, I would not be in network marketing today. And I'll tell you why at the next event. I'm sitting there with this guy on the phone late at night in tears because I'm so mad, because I'm trying, folks. I'm trying. I'm walking around in a suit hitting people up in shopping malls and saying, you open to looking at a business, and I'm doing all this stuff that I'm getting told to do. I'm hearing in the trainings, and I'm doing it, and it's not working. And I'm just doing it anyways because I'm being told to do it, and I'm struggling. And I get on the phone, and I say, man, why isn't this working? And he says, just keep going, Dave, because I believe in you. And it represents that guy 6 years ago who up until 2009 never made as much money in a year as I'm wearing on my left hand. That's what it represents, because that represents you. And you say, well, Dave, I make a lot more money than that. Okay. It represents your friends then. It represents the people in your team. And it represents what's possible, because I don't need to go get a loan for that. I don't need to really stress out about it. I can pay my taxes like I do, and I can save money like I do, and I can still have enough money, more than enough, to not even dent the amount of money that I have in my bank account when I go spend more than 40 grand on jewelry for my left hand in a week. Just because I have the ability to do that means something great to me. Because it shows me what's possible, because I make money like you. And if I can do this, look, I can't promise you nothing. Because, you know, you throw around promises, especially in the direct sales industry, you know, the government comes screaming down your neck. And that's why we always disclose incomes. But here's what I know. I know that if I can do this, anybody who's willing to fight like me can do this. I just know you can. I've seen too many stories here, and I've seen too many victories here from too many people to not believe in you. And I believe that you, even if it's you on the call right now and you're listening in somewhere in the world, maybe you got a feeling right now and you're saying he's talking to me, and I am. And you know what, something? I believe that you can do this if you decide to take action. A few steps. Number one, get in. Number two, get all in. Number three, get to the next event. Now, on the call tonight, I'm going to keep talking for a little while, but I want to give you this link now. We have tickets available to the next event. Now, we weren't actually going to open this up to people outside Chicago, right? This is not the deal that they got, right? Because you can always get discounted tickets to the next event at our events. We do that. Why? Because you need to be there, right? But this is for the people on the call right now who want to make sure you're locked in the next event. And here's why I say you should go buy your tickets right now, right? And I ain't going to push this too hard, guys, because we've got months left. It's because we've already sold near 2,000 tickets to the next event. That room can only fit about 5,000 people. That is more tickets than we've ever sold in a week by far, and we've done it with virtually no promotion. There's no place even in the back office to buy them. If you want to go, you need to buy your tickets, and you should buy tickets for your team. So there is a discounted link because we have not launched that event inside of Empower yet. If you go to eventsales.empowernetwork.com, again, that's eventsales.empowernetwork.com, there's a code you'll need to put in your username. And the code to get in is Chicago, in all lowercase letters, Chicago, because that event's going to be held in Chicago, and it's going to be held in April. Do I have the dates in front of me? No, I don't. I know that it's almost exactly 90 days after our last event, whenever that is, in Chicago that weekend, okay? And it probably has that information available on the event ticket sales today. So if you go to eventsales.empowernetwork.com, put your username in and write Chicago, you can go in and you can register for that event. Obviously, you do need to be a member of Empower Network to attend events. And here's the difference, and here's why we do that. Hey, Justin, you there?
Yes, I'm here, brother.
Okay, there was just a noise coming from your end there. Here, I'll just keep talking. Here's why we do that, guys. Why do we only let people to the events who are in? Well, there's a reason for that. The reason why we're not going to let you in if you're not in Empower Network is because we have a purpose here. And the purpose is not to pitch you stuff. Look, I realize we're going to sell pretty much all the time. But you know the only things we really sell a lot? We sell stuff that makes you guys money. We sell stuff that makes you money. We sell stuff that helps you. We sell stuff that is very focused and specific on a path of learning that's going to help you be great, not just in Empower Network, but in every business you ever are involved with for the rest of your life. We sell stuff that is transformative, right? And when you come to our events, we're not pitching for 3 days. Because of that, we actually, gosh, fancy that, got to teach stuff, and we've got to walk you through a process of having a breakthrough, which there is a science to, and it takes us 3 days in a room to do it. And to do that, we've got to have a focused message, and we really don't want people that are not in Empower Network knowing what we're doing in there. So that's why we say Empower Network only. So if you're not in, then get in just to go, right? You need to be in Chicago for a variety of reasons, and I'm not going to talk about it more right now. I just want to give you the link, eventsales.empowernetwork.com. You need to be a member. You can use your user ID, and then Chicago, all in lowercase letters. And if you log in there, you can buy your tickets, and you can get tickets to the next event. Now, back to the story of what I learned. I'm sitting there in this room. I've got Nicole in the room. And I'm watching her because I was talking to her previous to this. Now, Nicole, I hope I'm going to take a little liberty here and sharing some of your story. And she's like, you know, Dave, I feel a little stuck. Now, I relate because, guys, look, I'm telling you this. I'm only telling you this because now she's unstuck. I would never share a story about somebody being stuck who's still stuck and use their name. But now she's unstuck. And I've seen what happened in her production's gone up because she's not stuck anymore. But she was stuck, and she was like, you know, I feel stuck. And I talked to her for a few minutes, and I realized why she was stuck. Because it was the same reason that I got stuck. It's because she hit her goal. Look, and when you hit your goal, when I set a goal and I hit it when I first got online, it was the best thing and the worst thing that happened to me. Why was it the worst? Because I just kept hitting that goal and hitting that goal and hitting that goal and hitting that goal and hitting it. Why? Because my vision didn't get any bigger. And when you hit a goal, guys, you got to find a new reason. That's one thing that happens at Empower Network a lot, is people hit their actual goal, the real reason they're here, so quickly because the financial metrics work faster here because of the amount that we pay out. They hit them so quickly that they get a little disconnected with why they're here. I ran into that hundreds of times this last weekend. So we're sitting there, and we have her in front of the room, and we ask, what's your goal? She says, I want to make $1.2 million this year. But here's the kicker. We say, why? Why? Guys, walk with me for a second, will you? I'm going to walk you through, and I want you to think with me. Now, don't be a douchebag and just say, yeah, whatever. I'm not participating in nothing. Look, this will only help you. Is that okay? Can you guys work with me for a second here? Is it okay if I just help you for a minute? This is going to help you, okay? I want you to answer the question. You could say it out loud because I can't hear you anyways. Why are you here? What's your goal? And answer it. Is it $10,000 a month? What is it, $1.2 million this next year? I want to wait till you got it, okay? So we ask Nicole, well, when you make $1.2 million a year, what's that going to get for you? You know, I can't even remember what she said. She just said something else like, well, it means that I'm going to be, you know, really successful. Or I can buy a lot of stuff. I think it's something like that, right? And you're probably going to give something, but I want you to answer, when you have that goal, what will that get you that you don't have now? What will that get you that you don't have now? What will it do for you? Right? What will it do? So we're sitting there, and I actually get asked this question too, and they say, hey, Dave, you know, why are you here? And I say, well, I want 10 people to make $250,000 a month by the end of the year. And go, okay, well, what will that get for you? And I was like, well, I'll be able to afford a jet. People will be making a lot of money. You know, the bullshit answers, you know. So I got to ask, and I do the same thing. Then we ask again, though, and I'm going to ask you, what will that get for you? What will that get for you that you don't have now when you got that? An answer. Don't be the – you know there's two types of people on this phone. There's people that will actually walk through, and there's people that will sit there with their arms folded, their arms crossed, rolling their eyes, broke. I'm going to call you out. I know it. You're broke. Okay, have your arms crossed, your eyes rolled, and you live paycheck to paycheck, and that's why. Stop it. Get humble. Be willing to listen to people that make more money than you, that have things you don't have. Look, hey, I ain't better than you, right? I've probably struggled more, and I've probably been broker, And I'm telling you something, if you're rolling your eyes and you're crossing your arms, you're broke. And I just know you are in advance, and so I'll call you out, and you can hang up the call and get mad, or you can decide to be humble and put your ego to the side and listen. So I ask again, you know, we ask, what will that get you when you've got that success? And I said, well, if those people are making money, the top people are making money, it means everybody and all the things will be 10 times bigger with 10 times of success. Like, you just kept repeating, I'm just repeating the same stuff. Here's the fascinating thing. I believe that the mind is a mysterious device. Now, I'm not sure how it works exactly, but here's what I know. Is I know that almost all of our existence and lives are kind of guided by a part of our minds that we're not thinking with most of the time. You guys know that? You're on the call and you're doing something. You ever, you lift your arm up and you know you can't even consciously lift your arm up. There's too many muscles involved. What are you going to say? I'm going to move this muscle, then that muscle, then this muscle. You don't even know how you do it, but you can command your arm and it does whatever you want. You ever notice that? Most of our lives and most of the things that are happening in our bodies are unconscious. There are thousands of muscles through your body that you use every single day that you don't even know exist. You don't know where they are and you don't know how to control them. They're controlled automatically in the background. The same thing with everything in your life. The thoughts that you're thinking, the words that you're speaking, the reason why you're here. Here's what I know, though. I know that when you tap in to your real mind, sometimes in life you step into something called the void. 2009, I have an opportunity to speak on a webinar. I had a goal of hitting $30,000 a month. I had written it down. I had written down an action plan and how it was going to work out. The metrics of the things that I was selling, it would make no sense for me to make that amount of money in a month, period. But I had a vision, and I was doing it. I had this opportunity to do this thing, and I remember my mind went silent. And as I was standing in that room, I gave some bullshit answer, I think another time, and then I was asked, and I'm asking you, when you have that, what will that get you that you don't have now? And my mind went silent. And I had nothing to say. Nothing. Nothing to say. Aren't your minds a little quiet now, those of you who are walking through? And then, I was asked again, what will that get you? And I remember seeing that on Nicole's face, and her face shifted, and she broke down into tears, and she says, because it's my purpose to help people. And since that moment, she became unstuck. Why are you here? You know, here's what happened for me, and then we're coming back to this story here, and some of you guys are still in the void, and ask yourselves again, why are you here? Why are you here? Here's what happened to me after that experience, and then I'm coming backwards in time. As I walk out, and the next day, from a speaker's training to a top 35 training, because people need different things along the way. Did you know, guys, when we get the top 35 in the room, we teach them? And we speak life into them, and we teach them what happens next. We teach them how to move on. And, you know, we're not selling anything. You know, we're not charging them to be in that room. You know, we didn't pitch them, and they're not paying. And, you know, they would pay if we asked. And, you know, they would pay. They would pull out their credit card. They'd give it to us because we've helped them. And they'd say, what's it cost? They would pay $10,000 to be in that room. They would pay. We had the leaders. We flew down first class to be in that speaker's training. We flew some people down to train, to teach people how to be more compelling and how to be more powerful. And we realize it's what you want as a leader. So we paid for it. Did you know that they would have paid us $10,000 to be there if we just asked? We went to the leadership training, and I'm speaking to them, and here's what I started to see. And this is where it's getting exciting. And this is why I'm fired up. And this is why you need to be in Chicago, because you need to be there. Look, you say, why should I be there? Because I said so. That's good enough. And that would not be a good enough if my heart wasn't right. But I'm going to tell you, you need to be there, because I'm telling you that if you don't go, I will not work with you. And I'm not going to personally spend any time whatsoever with you or your team. I'll spend time with your team if they come. The reason is because I know you will be dramatically more successful if you go. I know that you'll be. So I'm willing to just say to your face what to do. Isn't that amazing to just hear it like it is, right? If you go there, you are 1,000 times more likely to succeed than if you don't, and you need to bring your team, right, and make a decision now because the tickets are going to sell out pretty fast because we haven't even put them live yet. They're in a password-protected hidden link, and we sold near 2,000 tickets, maybe over 2,000 at eventsales.empowernetwork.com, password Chicago, got to use your Empower Network username. Here's the thing. I was speaking in that leadership training, looking across the faces, and many of them were in the speaker's training the day before, not all. And I was looking into their eyes and looking into their faces, and I looked into Lawrence Tam's eyes, and then I went over and I saw Tony Rush sitting there, and then I saw Aaron Rashkin sitting there, and I saw Shakir sitting there in that room, and I saw Chuck sitting in that room, and Mac was sitting in that room, and Tracy Walker was sitting in that room, and there was other people sitting in that room, guys, and I'm not going to list them all off because my memory ain't that good to do it on the fly. I don't have notes in front of me. And I was sitting there speaking in front of that room, talking about the vision of where we're going. I started talking. All of a sudden, it came over me. And I said, you know what's going to happen, folks? Empower Network's going to have a jet. We're going to be picking the mastermind team up. Whoever's in that mastermind, that tight-knit group who get to the very top in Empower Network, we are going to be flying around in a jet together. It has Empower Network plastered on the side. And we're going to be living the life that everybody dreams of. We're going to be preaching as we speak because I believe that this room here is not just one of the most talented groups in direct sales ever. I believe that it is. But as I was standing there in front of that room, I stepped outside myself for a minute. I looked at that room for the bird's eye view. And you know what I saw? I saw Tony Rush standing there talking to a group of his top 35. Teaching them how to move to a new level, talking about the jet that he's going to have for his team, getting ready to teach the people there how to have the most powerful event ever, and then walking into that event the next day and walking up on the stage and speaking his vision to a room of 15,000 people that are just Tony Rush's team. And I remembered back in time being in a room in 2002 when I first got involved in network marketing. And sometimes the past becomes the future, and the future dissolves the past. And I'm standing in this room looking back in the very back bleachers looking down at this guy named Bill, who actually just passed away, Bill Britt, one of the best network marketing leaders ever. And I'm watching this man speak from the very top of the stage, and I'm watching him just speak life into people. And I said, I'd never heard a man speak like that in my life ever. Never. I'd never seen a man speak with so much conviction when he talked as I saw him. And now I have, and I've seen me do it, and it's just the start. And I'm standing there at the very back of the auditorium looking back, and I remember thinking to myself, someday, somehow, some way, Bill Britt, I will be on a stage speaking in front of a team that is just mine. And you know that I am. And I sat there in that room, amazed at what we can do together. Amazed at what we can do if we focus. Amazed at what we can do if we speak life into people. Amazed at what we can do if we believe in people. Amazed at what we can do if we give people the best value we can possibly give, which we do. People hit me up all the time. They say, Dave, I've never been through training like Empower Network. We've had people come in here, and we have a ton of them, actually, that will come in here, learn something in one of our products, go start a side business, start making money for the first time in their lives, market all sorts of stuff through our platform. You know, what can we do, though, when we put the ego aside, guys? We put the ego aside. You know one of the best things we did at that event? You guys have seen our new website, haven't you? Right? See, a lot of people, they were coming up there saying, oh, this is Dave Woods' brand. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Empower Network, Dave Woods' brand. You know what I mean? You're out there promoting Dave Woods. Woo-hoo! Don't do that. Sell this ebook written by this other guy who he's teaching how you build your own brand. And this ebook he's selling. Hey, look, guys, I just tell the truth, right? Isn't it fun to just get past the bullshit and just tell people the truth? Isn't it fun? I mean, for once in my life, just to drop the bullshit here for a second, just tell the truth. And here's the truth. Here's the best thing we did at that event is we did a launch of the new site design, which isn't nearly as cool as what we're going to be doing at this next event. And we showed people this new site design. We played people a couple of videos. And you know what my favorite part about those videos in the front of the site are? You know what my favorite part about those videos are? I want you to really listen to what I'm about to say. I'm not in any of them. You say, why do you like that? Because it's not my brand. It's not why I started. I don't give a shit about branding me, guys. I don't care at all. Look, do I have a brand? Oh, yeah. Right? You know what the most powerful thing is, though? Is that I realize something, guys. It's not about me. It's not about who I am. It's about you and what we can do. What we can do when we work together. What we can do, because this is a unified vision. It's not one man's. That is the difference with Empower Network. That is the difference with Empower Network, guys, is that we're doing this for you. And all the leaders have got the right heart here. Some of them took a while to get it. We got it. And you know what the most beautiful thing of it is about you being on this call right now? Is you know that what I'm saying is true. Don't tell me how you know. It might be some of these operations in the background and the unconscious, but don't you just feel in your mind silent? I'm going to ask you again, why are you here? I'm going to wait for a minute while you think about that. Why are you here? I stood up. My energy shifted. I said, because it's my purpose to help people break through. Because that's what we do. Look, if you ain't never had any success in your life, I believe in you. If you're the burned out network marketer, and you've had success and you're just burned out because you're so sick of all this bullshit, I believe in you. And you can be better. If you're Tony Rush on this call, Tony Rush is already making a six-figure monthly income, something he's never done in his life. And Tony, I believe in you. And Tracy, if you're on this call, I believe you're a $250,000 a month lady. Minimum by the end of the year. I believe in you. And I believe in you. And guys, here's what I'm seeing now. It's all gotten bigger. Because I'm standing in front of a room of 4,000 people. And I remembered something that happened in the bathroom. A couple days before. I was in there and we were speaking on Saturday. And everything was just coming together. And a guy came up here and he says, Dave, I'm going to tell you something. I don't remember his name. Says, Dave, I'm one of these old guys, and I think he's in his 70s or 80s, although my memory might be contorted because it gets deleted a little bit after an event like that. I'm sitting there, and he says, you know, I was one of these old guys that know, you know, Rich DeVos, Jay Van Andel are my buddies. If you guys don't know them, they founded Amway, right? One of the greatest, the largest direct sales company. Innovated our industry. I respect them tremendously. Some people have critical things to say, and they're just jealous of the success. Guys, let's get over it, right? I love those guys. I love the Amway guys. They taught me a lot when I was there. I never succeeded there, and it was my own fault, right, when I was in it. So I respect them. He walks up, and he says, Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel, and I instantly smiled because I got respect for people that have done things that are bigger than I've done. But here's what he said that fascinated me. He says, I've been to company after company, and I've known company owner after company owner. And he says, let me tell you something. There's one time, only one time, that I've seen the synergy with leadership, the energy that's in this room, and the leaders speak like you speak with the conviction you speak, and the leadership team surrounding them, loving them, and him loving on people. There's only one place that I've ever seen that happen. And he said, and that was year one of Amway launching. Now look, guys, take it or leave it. I got a little pumped about that. Because what I saw in that room, I've never seen. I've never seen. See, some people, they come to that event, guys, and they say, hey, they come to one of our things, and they come and they're coming with one reason, and they find another reason. And you know what the intention is of these events, guys, when we do stuff, one of these conference calls, you know what my intention was on this conference call is to say something to get you to break through no matter what it took. That's my purpose here on the call. I have it written down, right? Because I always set a clear purpose for everything that I do. Because I know people can change in an instant. I've seen it so many times. It's unbelievable. I saw Nicole Cooper change in an instant. I'm telling you she did, even though it's going to take 90 days to fully show up. I saw people in that room shift this last weekend, right? And I'll tell you what I ain't never seen before. Is I've never seen 4,000 people in a room all shift at one time. And I did this last weekend. And what will that do? Show up in about 90 days at our next event, and you'll see it there. First event we do, doubled everybody's incomes within 60 days in the top 100, right? Doubled our growth, doubled our sales volume. Second event did that too. Third one, it's going to do more. That's my prediction. Not my promise because I can't. It's what I saw in people. I saw 4,000 people go through that same shift I saw Justin Berengi go through. And it'll create different things in their lives, but I saw them go through the shift. Because now I've learned to see it in people's faces when they shift. And I'm learning more about how people change every day because all I think about is how to get you to succeed. I wake up and I say, how can I help people make more money today and break through in their lives and get to a new level? And I'll spend hours sometimes with a notepad and a piece of paper just dreaming about people, thinking about them, thinking about how to get them to move on. Excuse me, get some more water here. I want you to think about your purpose for a second while I get some water. So I'm standing there, looking out, thinking back in time. And I just realized something, that my future had just stepped into the past. And exactly what I had said happened would happen. And sometimes you got to realize something. Who you are in the future ain't who you are today. However, it is what you speak. Now walk with me for a second. Here's what I want to do is I want to get you dreaming just for a second here. And I want to tell you guys, the formula is so simple. It's unbelievable, guys. Get your event ticket sales. There's a few steps I'm going to talk about getting all in here for a second after this. Eventsales.empowernetwork.com. Go buy tickets for you and your spouse there. I want to get you dreaming here for a second. So at the end of the event, I pull Paul Hutchings up on stage. Been a buddy of mine for years. Taught Paul how to recruit. Right? I don't take credit for the successes he's had, but I taught Paul how to recruit. First time he'd ever had success in network marketing was working with me when I started teaching him in 2009. Paul came from the first person I sponsored. So I brought him up on stage. Why? Because Paul has got a dream. And it came alive this weekend. Paul Hutchings, if you're on the call, you know I'm talking about you. Paul's got a dream, and Paul, I'll tell you something. If you're on this call, Paul, you're a $100,000 a month guy. And bigger. So I brought him up on the stage to talk about him as he sat there. Why? Because I know that when Paul closed his eyes, he was standing there up there. Imagine himself speaking in front of 4,000 people. And Paul, it'll be bigger than that, buddy. Hear me out. It'll be bigger, Paul. And I saw John Chapman up in the front, and John's worked with me off and on for years and always been through some bullshit that held him back because he wasn't in the right thing at the right time. And I saw him sitting up right at the front row. He got up early so he could go in the front row at the event. I saw him speaking. I said, "Oh, it's your time." He stood up. He said, "You know it, Dave." John, it's your time, brother. You do this, buddy. You deserve it, man. There ain't nothing like seeing your friends break through, guys. I've seen people do stuff that I couldn't have even imagined 3 years ago. I'm telling you something, it's just the start. Let me tell you something, guys. You ain't never heard somebody talk like I'm talking right now. I'm speaking the truth. When I do something, I'm doing it to lift you up. Sometimes the mean stuff is to lift you up. Sometimes people say, gosh, that's mean. Why are you doing that? Well, because you cannot accept excuses from another human being if you want them to succeed. You can't allow it. If you don't want them to succeed, accept their bullshit, guys. Look, hey, let me tell you the truth here for a second. Can I just speak the truth, guys? Look, if you want people to stay stuck, accept their crap. You with me? Accept, believe in their bullshit. Oh, I don't have the money to do it. I'm not going to believe in your bullshit. I'm sorry. I've been broker than you, and I've made things happen that you aren't making happen right now, and I didn't make excuses and talk like you're talking, so I won't accept it. Because if you accept and believe in their bullshit, it's just like me believing they can do it. It keeps them stuck. Guys, stop it. I sometimes am harsh because I will not accept bullshit that I know is bullshit from people. Because I believe they're better than that is why. And I'm telling you something, friend. I believe in you. And sometimes I might even be hard. Guy hit me up on Facebook today. He said, Dave, I need personal mentoring. And I said, let me ask you a question. How much have you made here so far? And he said, well, I just got started a few weeks ago, which means nothing yet, and that's cool, okay? Or maybe his first sale or whatever. And I said, here's the deal. Here's what you need to do. You need to listen to what I'm saying. You need to listen to the conference calls. You need to go through the webinars, and you need to have been at the event if you weren't at the event. And if you weren't at that last one, you need to get your butt to the next one if you want me helping you. And I'll tell you something. You're on the call. I will help you. I'll tell you when I'll help you. I'll tell you when you break through at a level that deserves my help. And I'll pull you aside, and I'll look into your eyes, and I'll say, here's how to get to a level that's 10 times bigger than that. Tracy will tell you I hit her up, and I said, hey, Tracy, I want to start meeting with you quarterly, a conversation I'm going to start having with some people in the top 15, 20 leaders here in Power Network. Why? To talk about the bigger vision and what's next. Now, why would I do that? Because that guy needs to go out and work his tail off to earn the right to be mentored. And it's not because I'm cocky, guys. There are people I'd have to fight in life to get around to. There's people I've fought to get around. I've fought to get in the circles that I'm in. I fought for it. I never asked for it when I didn't deserve it. I fought for it, and here's how you can fight for it in power. Produce. 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 Here's what I'm going to tell you that you want to do at least a minimum. Now, I'm talking to everybody on this call right now, everybody. And if you're not in, you need to be getting in right now. Or I really don't know why you're on this call right now. I really don't know why you're here if you're not going to get in. Just get in. I won't accept your excuses. I won't accept your bullshit. I won't allow you to say something and interrupt with bullshit in the middle of a conversation with a bunch of leaders and spew trash on us from your excuses. I won't allow it, right? But here's what I'll do as well. What I'll do as well is I will look into your heart and I will help you identify your talents and rise above the bullshit and break through. Because I've seen people do it in an instant. And you can too. Because that's what we really do. You say, Dave, what do we really do? Well, here's how we make money. We sell stuff. What do we sell? We have a blogging system, a personal development membership, the audio training. We have a bunch of personal development training specifically geared towards how to start businesses and make money on the internet, right? It will help you with everything, help you be a better marketer, help you be better in your family, help you be better in life, help you talk differently, help you learn to think differently, help you learn to break down and restructure the life that you want, right? It's good. That's how we make money, but what do we really do? What do we really do? Justin Berengia back in June comes to my house. One man, he leaves another. What happened? You could say he almost drowned. You could say I said something to him magical. Whatever happened, happened. Here's what I saw happen. I saw him change. I saw him change in one instant. Then you say, well, I almost need to drown too. No, you don't. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, right? Justin had to come to that, and we're all a little weird sometimes. I had to be so broke that I had to change. And I did. However, I've seen people just change. Those are the magical people to me because they just do it. They just do it. They just change. They just change in an instant. Here's the magic, though, is I'm starting to learn why people change and starting to study it more. And as I'm studying it more, it's starting to happen more around me. And it literally right now, to me, my life is magical. And my goal is to help you have what I have if you want it. If you don't want it, that's fine. Maybe you don't. I want you to have what I have and more. And I'm okay if you pass me by like I'm standing still. I'm okay with that. And I'll congratulate you, and I'll salute you, and I'll pat you on the back, and I'll put you on the stages of the world. I want you to have what I have, and I can help you do that. I'm starting to learn, so I'm starting to watch people, and I've seen people change in so many different scenarios, and it reminds me back to this time in September of 2000. First time I changed in an instant. I'm not going to tell the whole story here. All I can tell you is that one day in the year 2000, my entire psychology shifted in about 60 seconds from an experience that I had. And I'd tell you the story, but you'd think it was probably weird. So I'll skip over it for now. That was the first time I'd ever seen that happen because it happened to me, and I think I just wasn't paying attention. And I started seeing it everywhere. And then I started seeing it with other people in business, and it wasn't happening to me in business. And I was like, what is going on? I saw people break through in other groups and other organizations, and they went broke through in an inch. I was like, what's going on? And then it happened for me in business. In actually, it was a little before September, I think August or something, whenever it is I got started. I mix months up sometimes in the past because my brain starts reorganizing, you know what I mean? But it's somewhere around there, August, September, something like that. And I changed. All of a sudden, I came alive with everything with one focus, not all over the place, one focus. Look, there's a lot of messages out there, guys. Let me just be true, right? Now, your team might have a team system in Empower. If it's working, great, it's working. There's some that are, right? However, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. Who are making the most money in Empower Network? I'm not talking about everything else. Who's making the most money with the best lifestyle? It's the people who are focused, guys. It's the people where there is nothing else. Those are the ones who are making the most here. There's a reason for that. There's people that have sponsored more than Tony Rush has. And did you know he's been consistently, I think with one exception, over $100,000 a month since, like, I think November, October or something. It's like his fourth month or something like this of $100,000 a month. He's never made that much in his life, but did you know something about Tony? Want to know what comes out of his mouth? Here, I'll tell you, because I'm just going to play Tony Rush for a second. I want you to listen to Tony Rush's formula for success. Sponsor two people a day and follow the 8 steps that are in the Fast Start training and get all in, which is one of the core steps fascinating. Now, that's his message. What else comes from his mouth? Why does he have there's a couple of teams, I'll tell you something, there's a few teams in Empower Network that have the best duplication of any teams here. Now, I'm just going to pick on Tony, right, and Tracy here for a second. Pick on those two, and there's others, guys. There is others. I went to a lot of breakouts, right? Those two for a second. Some of those unified groups of people I've ever seen in my life. Some of the people with the biggest dreams I've ever seen in my life. I was in a room in Tony Rush's breakout room standing on a chair because he did not have a stage. And there's too many people and you couldn't see him talking because they're all standing around because there's no chairs in the room, right? They're all standing around, one of the most enthusiastic groups, and I was standing there listening to Tony speak, laughing. Because there's stuff I was saying like 8 months ago. And here's why, though, is because all that comes out of his mouth is one thing. Look, and I'm going to tell you something, guys. For selling stuff, it doesn't matter. Look, you can sell lots of stuff in your life. I'm not going to try to convince you to drop other stuff, nor will I criticize it because I'm talking to you guys. Hey, look, and if you're in another business, you need to focus on what you want and that only for until you're really successful. Selling stuff is one thing. You can sell stuff and make commissions from a million places at once if you know what you're doing. Selling stuff is one thing. Building a team and lifting up an army is an entirely different thing. You cannot lift up an army if you're all over the place. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are, and I don't care how much money you make. You can't lift up an army to where you're at if you're all over the place. You just can't do it. Now, if you have a focused process, one thing, as long as it stays focused. Some of you guys, I can help you with that. I am telling you something. If you want to lift up an army, you need to be consistent and focused. You need to focus. How do I know? Well, I know because I saw what Tony did, and it was different than what I saw other people do. Now, why am I picking on him? I'm picking on him because of how much he's making here consistently and the amount of work he's doing, because it's awesome. Because what did I see him do? From, I know he tells his story, but what, from my perspective, what I see him do? I see him get in, burn out, and just send some emails, start making a few $100 because he's been marketing for a while, so he picked up on some things, maybe even a little faster than other people have. Other people have done that too, though, who have no skill. I saw him come in, though, discouraged and just throw some emails out, start making some money, go through depression because his mom died. And then I saw him realize that, holy crap, this thing's still working, like months later, and I thought it was going to be over. And then I saw him come alive and actually start marketing a little. But he's still a little scattered with his marketing. Then I saw him get on a webinar I was on where I said, this is the formula. And he says, I'm just going to do whatever he says. I'm just going to do whatever he says and try that. And you know what I saw happen? I saw him come off that webinar and say one thing and one thing only. One thing only since about March last year. The difference between where he's at and where some other people are at who are not doing as well as he's doing, who are doing way more work, is that Tony is saying one thing to his team all the time, and because he's doing that, other people can do it, and because they can do it, they're starting to speak it, and because they're starting to have success, his income has continued to increase since he began to do that for almost a year straight, and now it's getting retarded. Now, can you do what Tony does? Well, I don't know. I can't predict the future. All I can know is I believe that you can do it. And I believe that you're going to be better off building a team if you focus with them because if you believe in them and you speak one thing into them and you walk with them in that thing and you lead the way by your example and you fight with them, they will be more loyal to you. They will succeed more. They will build a team. And you know what the beautiful thing is? Did you know that when you sponsor somebody like Kevin Connect who goes out and makes $30,000 a month, that it makes you a lot of money in Empower Network too? Did you know that? I mean, you might not realize that. It actually works quite a lot in your favor when you sponsor somebody who ends up making a lot of money. Did you know that it actually makes me quite a lot of money when Tony Rush makes more? I mean, it's just one of these beautiful things that happens because of the way our comp plan is wired. And did you know that if you sponsor two people a day and you're consistent with the same message, the same vision all the time with your team, that's the key all the time, that they'll actually start believing in the message after a period of time. And did you know that they start believing in the message and they start getting on the calls and they come to the events and they take off and grow? And when Shalonda Gordon went out there after the first event that happened when we were over in Austin, or when we were over in Atlanta, Georgia, Tracy Walker invited, she decided to get all in with Empower Network. She went out and made enough money to pay for her damn mortgage for the first time in her entire career in direct sales. And did you know that when you get somebody come into an event and they bring their spouse starts believing in the business too. And do you know what that does for them? It helps breakthrough like Justin Berengia broke through. Now, Justin says all sorts of stuff. You know why, really, he started succeeding? I'm going to tell you something. Because all of a sudden, his wife was fired up. All of a sudden, Dee was behind him. She got his back. All of a sudden, she went from burnout to saying, you just do what you need to do, honey. All of a sudden, she started to glow when he started to do what he needed to do. I'm going to tell you something here, folks. That didn't just change. Justin changed both their lives. How they live now is retarded. It's awesome because he made a decision to drag Dee to the event. Now, Dee's awesome. Now, she says, probably pulling her arm, but she tells this story or I wouldn't tell it. Now, she's through it. See, guys, notice I don't ever talk about somebody when they're in the middle of their shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Justin was struggling right now and him and Dee were bitching at each other and, like, he wasn't making no money, I wouldn't be talking about him and Dee on the conference call. But I can say now that he's out of it, say this how he got his victory. Isn't it amazing? And what does he talk about? Isn't it fascinating that the same thing that comes out of Justin's mouth is kind of the same thing that's coming out of my mouth, too? Why is he doing that? He's doing it because it works, guys. Because it saved his business life. He says, I saved his life. I put it in danger, too, by taking him to the waterfall. But the reality is that because he started to focus, it saved his business life. It saved him from having to go back and be mediocre for the rest of his life. It saved him, guys, from mediocrity when Justin is somebody great. Justin, you're still on the call, brother. I believe in you, man. And I believe that you'll be at 100,000 a month, if not in 3 months, in six, and you can be at 250,000 a month by the end of the year. I want you to receive that, buddy, because you're on the call right now. And look, I wouldn't say this to everybody. I'm telling it to you because you can do it. And any excuse that pops in your head when I say a number that big, you just delete that right out of your brain because you're like a god, man. You're so powerful. Look, guys, listen to me on the call here for a second. And sometimes I say stuff that people say, Dave, you sound crazy when you say that. Like I talk about how when you start talking about something all the time and you talk about it like it exists, even if it doesn't, it bends the universe, I say. Now, what do I say by that? I say it because I'm just trying to come up with a way to explain what I'm seeing. I'm not reading some hocus-pocus books on the law of attraction. I'm not thinking about just imagining a Ferrari and having it magically appear in your house. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is when you speak and act in one direction as if something exists, for whatever strange reason, weird stuff starts happening. And I've seen it happen so consistently, it's unbelievable. When I saw Justin start talking differently and speaking differently and acting differently, it was like he became this magical person. Fascinatingly enough, like I became a magical person when I started doing that. And what do I mean by magical? I'm just trying to figure out a way to explain how when you start talking about something in the future, like it exists right now, and you're marching towards it. I'm not talking about lying. I'm not talking about you never make up incomes that you're not making. Never do that. Right? People always screw themselves when they do that. I never had to do that. Never say you're getting a result you're not getting. But when you talk about that thing that you want, you need to talk about that thing like nothing else exists. And I've noticed, for whatever strange reason, weird stuff starts happening to me. When I start believing in something and I start talking about it, it's like the world around me collapses and that thing that doesn't exist starts existing. And I've seen it happen so many times, and I just don't have any good way of explaining it. I've had people come up to me and say, well, Dave, God's blessing your life. Maybe God is blessing my life. I don't know. Maybe other people come up to me, and my friend Jay Budd says it's the universe. And I don't know. And maybe it's just the same thing that happens on a subatomic scale when you're looking at light particles and it changes the place where they are. Right? Some of you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to talk about quantum physics tonight. I do know that entire thing, though, and those of you who are scientists know what I'm talking about. Maybe it's that on a grander scale. Here's what I observed, though. I observe that when I have a vision and I speak and act like nothing else exists, and all of that is important, guys. You've got to have a dream. You've got to know why you're here. You've got to talk about your dream like nothing else exists, and you've got to be consistent about it long enough for it to be able to happen. And if you do those things and work your ass off like nothing else exists, for whatever strange reason, the laws of the world around you, they seem to bend a little, right? People will just start appearing in your life. People just do. Look, I've had things happen that I cannot explain at all, right? I can't explain at all. And I could go into a million stories for you, but how about this one? I had this idea for Empower Network pop into my head one day when I'm walking through the mountains, and I knew instantly that this is what I was going to do. I had a comp plan pop into my head. I had the entire image for the blog system pop into my head. And it's evolved a lot since then. It's gone a lot better since then, but it started kind of how it is. And I said, there's a lot of people going to make a lot of money from this. And I just started talking about it to people, making them sign NDAs. Some of you guys signed those NDAs. I'd send NDAs to people. Then I'd talk about it. And nothing was gelling. But I kept talking about it like it's this massive thing, talking about it like this massive thing. Told Dave Sharp about the idea originally. Now, he went through two phases. First, I told him about the idea. He had signed an NDA. And he kind of said, whatever, because he's like, he couldn't figure out how that thing was going to make money, right, originally when I talked to him. Now, going back, this is a long story. We'll tell it more maybe in Chicago, but then he saw me run a little experiment that was based off of the idea, and the experiment worked like magic. All of a sudden, he was like, Dave, I think we're onto something here. And here's the interesting thing that happened. A series of events happened in Dave Sharp's life. A series of events happened in my life that even if one of about a million things had not happened, none of us would have gotten, we would have not gotten together in Costa Rica. If he had not come to my house in Costa Rica, we would have not started working together. But when I started masterminding with Dave, I'd gone through about 3 months of struggling like crazy, beating my head against brick walls to try to start this company and figure out how to do it and figure out how to register corporations and figure out how to try to run a comp plan that didn't exist and how to invent something new and to figure out how to invent products that didn't exist and how to run technology. And all of a sudden, Dave Sharp and I got together, and here's the next magic, folks. You got to have a mastermind. You got to. Look, mastermind with us for the moment. My first mastermind that started having me succeed was my wife. The second one that started giving me success was Dave Sharp, because all of a sudden when I started working with Dave Sharp, I'll tell you what happened. Dave Sharp and I together as a unified group of two people started speaking, thinking, and acting in one direction as if something was going to exist that didn't. All the original videos that were filmed at the front of the site, guys, and they're not there now because those are actually newer ones that we filmed later. They're actually very similar. We were talking about this thing like it exists. Everything that we said would happen in those videos happened and more and bigger. Why? Well, we were going to launch the company on this one night, and our website wasn't working, but we collected about $70,000 in orders. So we said, guys, hold off on launch for a little bit. We're going to do an NDA process and collect applications, and we're going to launch on Halloween Day. We had no idea how that was going to happen. At the very last moment, late at night on a Friday night, I ran into a guy who understood how to write comp plans. Late at night, at the last possible moment, 2 days before launch, on a website that didn't work, this guy came in and wrote our comp plan in about an hour. How did I run into that guy? I have no idea. I have no idea. All that I know is that when you believe in yourself and your goal and your vision and act like nothing else exists and speak like nothing else exists and you fight for it, and when obstacles run through, you've got to beat through those obstacles. I'm telling you, they're going to come. If you want anything big, they'll come. You fight through those obstacles. You fight through the depression. You fight through the bankers. You fight through the programmers. You fight through the naysayers. You fight through the dork bags that are criticizing and flagging your YouTube videos. You fight through the pain that you're consistent and you don't just blow yourself and stress yourself out. You don't get into payments. You don't need credit cards. You don't need to be borrowing money that you can't. You don't need to be borrowing money for stuff you can't afford. Sometimes people, they start making a lot of money, they get so stressed out because they start paying for all these payments, and they're stressed out by the payments. It takes their focus off of what they're doing in their business, and their income goes down. I've seen it happen before. I'm going to warn you guys in advance because I like giving you guys the truth. Stop doing that, right? But when you go out there and you're making $100,000 a month for a few months, you want to spend $40,000 on a gold Rolex and just go pay cash, then take a bag of $40,000 into the Rolex store with bodyguards to just look like a badass and make a video and go buy that damn Rolex just to wear it on your hand and look at it and say, God, this thing costs more than I ever made in a year prior to 3 years ago, and I just paid for it. That's cool. It's just to show people what's possible. So Lawrence, he goes in and buys a Porsche. And I looked at that Porsche, and I had to step back in time. Because I went out, met with Lawrence in another business in 2010. We went and did a little event in his city, which I think he had three people to. It was actually a really hilarious use of my time. But I loved Lawrence then, too. And he'll tell you, ever since I met him, I've never told him to do anything that I didn't believe would help, ever. And you know something, guys? He picked me up in his car, and you should have seen that piece of shit. And he just went and he just paid for a Porsche. Because his accountant told him, they said, Lawrence, you must spend this money. Because he's frugal. Frugal Asian, we call him. So he says, well, can I write off a car? And they're like, well, what's it for? And he's like, well, for business, make videos in and stuff. Otherwise, I wouldn't buy it. And he says, yeah, what about a Porsche? Well, yeah. So he goes and he buys a Porsche with cash, I think. And this is the guy that was sitting there 3 months before we launched in power, not believing he could make $10,000 a month. I burst into laughter, he'll tell you, because I just said, Lawrence, you are a $100,000 a month guy. And here's what I know, and this is the magic. Listen to me for a few minutes, and then 8 hours from now, we'll finish the call. This is the magic, guys. See, everybody, they look at Lawrence today, he's like a god or something. Because he's doing so well, he's been doing so well for a year, he's made more money than any of them ever made in their lives, he's got influence, right? He's got prestige, he's got this, you know, people talking about him, which is, by the way, what actually creates a brand. People are talking about him good. People are surrounding him, wanting to know what he knows. And he knows some stuff, I'll tell you. And a lot of people, they just see that. You know what I see? I see the man a little over a year ago. About ready to quit. And I looked at him and I said, Lawrence, don't quit, brother. Keep going. You can do this. And I see that guy not because I'm remembering the struggle and dwelling on that. I see that because I see Lawrence today. And it's like that old Lawrence Tam doesn't exist. And all there is this man standing there who's full of power and vision and authority. And it's beautiful to see. And Lawrence Tam, if you're on this call, brother, it's just the start, Lawrence. You hear me out, brother. If you're on this call right now, I'm telling you something. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'll be sitting there. I'll be going into your event on a stage, standing in front of your team, and your team will have 15,000 Lawrence. And I'll be standing there speaking as a guest speaker in your own team because you got a dream, brother. I believe in you. I'm telling you something. That's what I see when I see that, folks. That's what I see is I see what's possible for somebody when they're struggling. Because when I see somebody and they come up to me, and you know what happens when somebody comes up to me, they say, Dave, you know, I'm struggling so bad, I can't afford it. You know what happens, guys? My heart just goes out to them. Because you know who I see? I see me. 3 years ago. And at that point in my life, I had never made as much as the watch that's on my left hand in a year. Never. Guys, listen. You can do this. When somebody comes up to me and they say, Dave, I've been struggling to sell. Been struggling to get 2 customers a day and recruit some affiliates. Right? You guys know, by the way, we don't get paid for recruiting at Empower Network at all. It's only for selling products, just so everybody here knows. Sometimes people mistake the two. When I talk about getting 2 a day, I'm talking about getting 2 customers a day, not recruiting. Some of them will be affiliates. Some of them won't. Just sell 2 blogs a day. Just think about it like that. That $25 product, sell 2 of those a day. But I think back, guys, and here's what I remember. I remember where I was. I remember where I was when I couldn't recruit. In 2005, after 3 years of trying all night and day. When somebody comes up to me and they're saying, Dave, I'm having a hard time getting customers. I'm having a hard time recruiting. You know, I think of, my heart goes out to them. And you know all that's there? So I just believe they can do it. I believe they can do it. And if that's you, I believe in you. And it can happen for you way faster than it happened to me if you listen, because what I'm speaking is the truth. Now, you know it's the truth if you're still on this call. You would not be here if you didn't know. You know. And you can do it. So the vision just expanded as we break through time. Because the past isn't now, guys. It's just memories. It's all that's there. All there is me looking out over this city and you where you're at. And maybe you were even lost in another world as we walked through. And I'm standing here and I'm looking at you through the phone and saying, why? Why are you here? Talked to a guy the other day. Told me I want to be the next Dave Wood. That's why I'm here. I chat with him for a few minutes, told him some stories. You know what he came to me at the end of the call? He said, Dave, here's why I'm here. Because I'm on food stamps. Got a son. I love my son. I'm doing this for him. All of a sudden, instantly, he's unstuck. You can do it, brother, if you're on the call. You know who you are. See, notice how I didn't mention his name. Why didn't I mention his name? Because I don't talk about people's problems personally and mention their name when they're still in it. Ever. Take note of that. Let me tell you how to talk to somebody if you need to talk to them. Personal conversation. If you guys want some coaching here for a second, let me help you out. How do you talk with somebody if you got an issue with what they're doing? Never call them out in front of people by name if they're doing something wrong right then. Never embarrass them. Pull them aside. Tell them, brother, got a problem. How do you talk to people who are in the middle of their problem? In front of a group where you're not pointing them out, and they know it's them. Some of you guys felt that tonight because I know you and I didn't mention you. And I'm talking about you. But nobody knows who you are. It's fine. We've got 80,000 people, thousands of people on the call. Nobody knows who you are. Just talking to you. Yep, you. Why do I do that? I do that because when I do that, generically, it gives you time to save space and also to realize what you're doing. Because then when you correct it later, you can come out and you can tell your story. And if you do, I might tell it too. After you're through. Why do I want you to focus? I want you to focus because I love you. Because I love you. Some of you say, Dave, stop saying that. Well, no. I'm going to say whatever I want to say. I'm going to cuss and swear. Notice I don't do it too often, though. I'm going to get passionate one day and drop the F-bomb sometimes. Right? There's not no reason why I do it. I do it because I'm passionate, man. Say, Dave, stop saying you love me. No, you don't. Well, yes, I do. Stop it. No. I love you. Look, here's the thing. I love you. And I believe in you. And I believe you can do it. And I love you enough to where when we run into problems, I'm going to fight through. How long? Well, till I die. Well, how long will that be? Hopefully quite a long time, but you never know. I will fight for you. I am here for you. I'm here for your family, and I believe in you. I believe your family is important enough to you for you to step up and to be the person who you're destined to be. I believe that your vision is important enough for you to be here, and I believe that the reason you're here is important, and I believe that it's significant, and I believe that you can do it. And I'm not going to feed you bullshit, and I'm not going to give you something that you think that you need, but you don't actually need. Somebody comes to me, they say, Dave, I need personal coaching. It's like, no, dude, no, you don't. I'm sorry, not yet. Go earn it like I did. Right? Somebody says, I want to be on stage. Earn it. This is the truth. You can do so much more than you've ever done. Say, Dave, you know, what about you? Well, yeah, me too. I ain't reached my potential. I don't know. I'll never reach it in my life because that's how big it is. My dream will just keep getting bigger. We'll fly a private jet, and then it'll be an army of them. Guys, we'll fill one auditorium of 15,000, then it'll be two of them, then it'll be four at the same time. And you know what? These stories today we're talking about, they're going to seem small, little stories from the past, from way back in the day when we just started. Where are you, really? We're all in a room together. Here's where we are. 15,000 of us. Looking back in time over the last year. And then here you are on this call, creating the future with me. That's where we are. What do? Somehow we have some amazing part of creating the world around us. Hey, look, I don't know if it's happened scientifically. I don't know if I'm just not paying attention to the details, and I think it's magic and it's not. I have no idea how it's working. I don't profess to be a religious man or anything like that. I'm just looking around me and I'm saying, there's something going on that mystifies me. When I see somebody shift in a moment inside, and then everything in their external world shifts with it over the next 3 months. When I had Paul Hutchings on the stage, his eyes are closed, I kind of peeked over and I looked at his face. I saw that shift in his face. You know what I know about Paul? He's broken through. Might take a few months to show up. Looked over at Nicole, and I saw Nicole, and I see her face. She's crying. Why? Because all of a sudden, she's unstuck. She knows why she's here. And she is one badass woman. You ain't seen nothing yet from Nicole, guys. Folks, listen, you are awesome. You are incredible. You can do things that you did not know that you can do. You can do things that you are so beyond your past experience that you have no idea how powerful they are. And you can do those things because you ain't seen nothing yet. Some people say, well, yeah, those guys are successful. No, they ain't seen nothing yet. I wonder if actually the same folks will still say, you know, we're saturated when we have 15 rooms of 15,000 people around the world all at the same time. with different speakers, because we can't have, you know, the only bad thing about an event with 4,000 people, and you have so many people that are good at speaking, you can't put them all on the stage. You have to put the best people on who are making the most money. It's only downtime. So we got to split the rooms off eventually. And what can you do? What can you do, really? Is the question I'm going to mystify you with at the end of this, is I want you to ask the question, what can I do, for a moment? And I want you to close your eyes. Visualize with me. Now, look, hey, look, this ain't no funny business, guys. Hopefully you're already in. If you ain't in Power Network, you just join right now before the exercise. How about that? And then I would encourage you to get all in, because our products all serve a different purpose to make you move on, not just in this business, but in business for the rest of your life. They all have a different purpose. Get them all. So now that you're in, I want to close your eyes for a second. I want you to see the future like you're magical. Hopefully you got your purpose now. You know why you're here. And I stood up and I said, this is my purpose. To help people to break through, to be where I'm at, and to help people move on in their life, and to help people, to help empower them. And I see you with us, speaking with thousands of people. And did you know you're confident? And I don't care if it's the first time you've ever been in front of a room. Because I saw Chuck Marshall on stage. And I watched that guy on stage. And he came up to me and he said, first event, he said, you know, this is the first event I've ever been to. I said, you ever spoken? And he'd been on marketing for 7 years. And he said, no. First time he spoke, he was electrifying. And I know you'll be electrifying too. Everybody's cheering for you. And it's not just about the recognition, it's about your power. Because all of a sudden you know everything that's going around you, you're a big part of creating how it is. And I am telling you something, friend, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's just begun. It's begun. And Power Network, when did it start? It started in Austin, Texas. That's when we began. Because now we're new. We're new. I remember the first time I had a shift. I had a shift deep in my psychology. It was a value shift. It was a belief shift. And everything around me in my life changed along with that shift. And this is the fascinating thing. If you're on the call, there's a lot of ways people can change. They could change their environment by moving somewhere. They could get around a different sphere of association by being on the calls, by listening to audios, by putting beauty into their mind. They can change their behaviors by starting to follow the 8 core steps, right? By starting to do the things that we teach, by going out there and blogging every day, by making it happen, by deciding they're going to do it. They can change. They can change their beliefs. They can change and say, okay, I believe I can do this. I believe that I can get 2 customers a day, that I can sell 2 blogs a day. I believe I can do that. But here is the beauty. I want you to listen to this. This is the magic. This is the magic, and this is how everything changes. This is how everything changes. Because your identity can change. A lot of you guys, you are where you're at because you're a $3,000 a month guy. Because you're a guy who struggles all the time. Because you're at where you're at, because that's who you are. And when you believe, when you change that identity, and all of a sudden, you're somebody that impacts and changes lives all over the world. You speak life into them. You're not a $30,000 a month person or a $250,000 a month person. That might be the income associated with it. You're somebody that by virtue of who you are creates magic in the world. And you just replace that identity, which some of you did tonight. All of a sudden when your identity changes, so does everything else. I stopped being a 3,000 a month guy when my identity changed to somebody who lives the dream. I stopped being a 30,000 a month guy when my identity changed to I'm somebody that impacts the world and lifts people to where I'm at. I went through the next change last week. Some people say that, I'm just telling you, go to the events to make money off the tickets. Look, that event cost us $500,000, folks. We barely pulled that in through ticket revenue. We spend money on that stuff to make it magical. And I had a shift too. See, I don't just tell you to go to the events to shift. I go to shift. I go to change. I buy all the products to change. I get all in to change. I listen to my mentors to change. I go through the process. And this last week, I changed. You hear it, my voice? You hear it, guys? You hear the difference? It's because I changed in Austin. And I'll change again on Chicago. Because I go there with that intention to break through. Because I'm going to break through. I already did. And I'm going to do it again. And every breakthrough is a new level, and I'll take it all with me. And here's what happened to me, and this is the change. Is now, I believe that when I'm with people, they automatically start to change, and they do. And I'm a world changer, is who I am. And it starts with me lifting up you. And you're here on this call because you need to be here with me right now, and you need to hear that I love you. And I'll do everything in my power, and the only variable in that is, are you going to run with me to lift you up to where I am? Because I believe in you. I believe in you, and I believe in your vision. I believe that you're just as important as me, just as valuable here as me. I believe that your experiences should be heard like mine. And I believe that you're here for a reason, and although I don't know what that reason is, I know my purpose in life is to take you and lift you up, and that's what we're going to do together if you'll listen. A couple things I want you guys to do. Number one, if you didn't text your number into that thing I gave you earlier, get on our text message list, just stay on updates, okay? Stay on updates. The text message thing, you can text Inner Circle, two words, Inner and Circle, like the Inner Circle product. Text Inner Circle to 72727, and then just confirm your – we'll send you a text to confirm your Empower Network username. So text Inner Circle to 72727. Okay, go buy your event tickets. They are on pre-sale, and you can go to eventsales.empowernetwork.com. Okay, and when you go to that, the code to get in is, well, you have to be a member. You have to, those are affiliate-only events, guys. Those are member-only events for Empower. You have to actually buy our products here to go. I used to be a member of affiliate of Empower to go. Put your Empower Network username, and then the code, the password is Chicago, all lowercase. Okay, put in there, you can buy your event tickets. I encourage you to get five and bring five people with you because we've already sold 2,000 tickets, and we have almost everybody actually shows up to our event. It's freaky, as the event planners say, how many people actually show up. Okay? Next thing I want you to do, I want you to get all in, make a commitment to do this and to focus. Now, look, here's the thing, guys. You continue to look. Do you have to get all in? Is there any way that I can humanly make you buy all of our products? No. Right? Why am I telling you to do it? I'm telling you to do it because the education in those products specifically will change different parts of your life when you go through them, different parts of your marketing, and you need them all. And I'm also telling you that because I know that when you step over the line and make a commitment to your future, when you make a commitment to your future, your life will start to change. And I also know that if you don't do it, it's because what you're really saying is, I don't believe this will work. And I know that if you're saying that, even if it's deep down, here's what you're really saying is, I'm not going to try. And I'm not going to put my heart and soul into it, and I'm not going to do it. And I know that you need to change that, so I have no compunction about telling you to just get all in. It's a message we have. Why? It starts back in time, listening to a Tony Robbins audio when I was 12 years old, first got around real personal development. I've listened to this audio, and he was talking about tithing. Now, I don't even go to church, and he's talking about tithing, and I'm telling you the story. But he said something significant. I still remember it because my dad talked about tithing, but it was always for religious stuff. But what Tony started talking, he says, there's nothing more powerful that you could do to show your mind, to show your inner self, to show your unconscious mind that there's more than enough for you than by giving a fixed percentage of your income away, because by doing so, you are saying there's more than enough for me. There's more than enough. And I find that fascinating, and it's true. It's not about tithing, and it's not about giving money to a specific cause, because there ain't nothing I'm selling, and I'm not telling you to give 10% of your money to me, and if you did, I'd just give it away because I don't need it. What I'm saying is, isn't it fascinating how a lot of people that have unbelievable success talk the same about certain things regardless of their belief systems? Giving. Giving. Right? Telling yourself, I'm going to get all in, even though it's a stretch, is also telling yourself, I can do this. And I believe it enough to make a commitment to stretch. And there is a powerful unconscious process that takes place when you do that, because you're telling yourself, I can do it at a deep core heart level. So we tell you to do it. The next thing is focus your energy on getting two customers a day. Focus. Look, later, follow your team leader, okay, as long as they're focused, right? Now, here's what I'm going to tell you, though. Later, there's all sorts of magical things you can do, right? There's amazing things. Look, you want to build 10 things later, build 10 things later when you've got influence, if you want, for whatever crazy reason. I'll help you honestly make more money by focusing than you've ever made in your life. I promise you, if you'll focus, you'll make more with less work than you've ever made in your life if you're a leader here, okay? And you do what we tell you to do. You produce what we tell you to produce. I will help you do that over the period of the next year. And we'll help you with stuff that you guys don't even know that we're working on yet, because it's planned. We are now planning things 2 years out in the future right now, guys. We're thinking bigger. We're thinking bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger all the time, because we just love you. And I'm telling you, we'll help you. Tony will help you make more. Now, if you want to do it later, fine. Here's what I'm talking to. I'm talking to the new people here that think they need to be doing 5 things to make money, and the reality is that you just don't have the energy to do that if you're new, and if you're not making it, you need to focus your energy. You just do. It's just how it is, guys. Let's not piddle around with nonsense. Look, if you want to make it and you're new, here's how to do that. Focus your energy on doing this, on getting 2 customers a day. Why that? Because it is a proven model for a long period of time. There's no theory in it. There's no 5 getting 5 getting 5 to create some mythical organization. If you just produce those numbers, you can create an unbelievably, abnormally large income by producing 2 sales a day, proven by our metrics, that is significantly larger than an average income anywhere in the world, is what I'll tell you. And I'll tell you, not everybody's doing it, and I'm telling you that you can do that, and that it is simpler than you think it is to do. It might take work, but it is simple to do. Focus on producing that and that alone until you're doing it. And here's my encouragement for you. Listen to the Inner Circle audios every day. Listen to them every day as you're driving around your car. Every day, listen to audio. Guys, put good stuff into your mind. Put it into your mind. Let's free your mind with power. And here's the next thing I want you to realize something. I'm there for you. Dave Sharp's there for you. Our team is there for you. The leadership's here is here for you. We're going to be here with you, guys. We believe in you, and we believe and will continue to believe in you, even when you've stretched so far past your current boundaries that those boundaries are no longer recognizable. We will believe in you, and you will have a new model of the universe around you, and the things that we tell you will bend that too. Because there is no top here. Why? Because I wake up every day, my heart's on fire, and I'm so excited it's unbelievable. And I say, how can I help people make more money today? How can I make my leaders more money? How can I make my team more money? How can I grow the vision bigger? How can I help people break through today? And I'll sit there sometimes think for 2 or 3 hours. And I thought of something yesterday. I'm not even going to tell you about that. But you get to Chicago, and it just keeps getting more powerful. In one day, friend, you can be where I am at, because I believe you can be. And I'm crazy enough to be unreasonable with the universe. And what I mean by that is, when all odds are stacked against, I believe like they don't even exist, because I have now seen so many amazing things happen around me that I cannot believe anymore that you ever or I ever, or we ever can be permanently stuck anywhere. Because if Lawrence Tam can do it, I believe you can do it. I believe if I can do it, you can do it. I believe if Justin Verenigy can do it, you can do it. I believe if Aaron Raskin can do it, you can do it. Look, you guys see him, and he talks like a god now. I mean, I keep saying that, but he does. I mean, when he talks, he just talks like this is the way that it is, kind of how like God talks, right? But when I talk, I listen to him talk, and you know what I think about? I think about the guy that got in that dog food deal years ago, going around selling dog food in college, and that's how long he's been doing this. He's been doing this for a long time, guys. Remember, there's always an evolution behind the person of power that you see, and if he can do it, you can do it. You know that. You know if Tracy Walker can do it, you can do it. You know she wasn't always making whatever she's made this month. She's over 50 pounds in this month. You know she wasn't always doing that in this industry, right? Especially not this easy, what she has to do it. If she can do it, you can do it. Just trust me on that. If Nicole Cooper can do it and she can do what she's done, you can do it. If Dave Sharp can do this after his background, you can do it. Guys, I could go on for 8 hours and actually tell the stories, except for here's how we're going to end with you. You can do it. And if you can do it, I can do it. And you can. And now we're stepping back together to that time, 2009. Go there with me. I made a decision. And I said, I'm making it happen. That's it, period. Now. And I watched the world around me then. And I'm fascinated that there are people on this call that right now have just made that decision that I made in 2009, and it's just going to take 90 days to show up for you. And there's others on this call. You sat here like an ass with your arms folded, rolling your eyes, saying, get to the stuff, and I have. And you're broke. And you need to re-listen to this till you start listening. And there's other people on this call that are already doing well that said, that's it. I'm in. And there's other people on this call that say, Dave, how'd you talk to me straight for 2 or 3 hours, whatever it is we've been on this thing? How'd you do that? I'll tell you in Chicago. There are other people on this call that you just made a decision to get all in. There are other people on this call you just made a decision to join. There are other people on this call you made a decision to bring your spouse to that next event. I'm telling you, that'll change your life. And there's other people on this call, and you don't even realize what happened because it's way in the background, and it'll take 90 days to show up. I'm just telling you, it's cool. And there's other people on this call that tonight, for the very first time, you connected in with who you are, why you're here, and your purpose, and it will not just change a little. It will change everything in your life. And there's other people on this call that just got in now, and you're going to be with us on stage in Chicago. And there's other people here, and you're in that space of silence. And I'm going to ask you once more, why are you here? And Justin, can you unmute the lines and just have everybody shout out and then end the recording? Do you know how to do that? You still on?
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Do it right now.
Yell out, my friends. Love you guys, and I'll see you in Chicago.
I'm listening. Right,
you know,
come on.